Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The Broadway, the Broadway, the Broadway, the Shake up. with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies, ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Cut. Nearly every old mother to talk to the floor. Kelly, as I lost him, the runway, as I lost him. And she's real Miss Bet, as I lost him. Performance diva, as I lost him. She doesn't give a fuck, and I've done me say. Everlasting heart, give me what I want. Legendary Kelly, couture, couture, couture.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show, honey. It is the weekend recap, Monday Night Madness, honey, where it all goes down, honey. Baby, I am here. We're going to be recapping the balls from all across the states. From Philadelphia to Virginia to Baltimore to wherever there was a ball at this weekend, we're going to recap it. We're going to give it to you live. We're going to give you all the dish. We're going to give you all the drama, and we're going to give you all the tea. We're going to be recapping everything, the balls that happened this weekend in Atlanta, the last ball of the year that happened in Atlanta that qualifies the girls for the of the years and the house of the year and all the things, and it was a neck and neck tie with the girls, and the girls were suddenly all their children to come out, honey. And I hear that some girls didn't get paid at the function in Atlanta and all types of things, honey. Girls was deemed legendary. The girls are reading about girls being deemed legendary. I'm out today, honey, in the city, in the spa, honey, getting my microdermabrasion on my face, Miss Thing, and the girls is calling me, asking me how did this person and how did they do this. I said, well, girls, don't ask me how did anybody do this and how did anybody do that? Feel free to press 1 and call into the show and ask yourself. Don't ask me, because I was not at the ball in Atlanta, Miss Thing. I was here in New York, and I was in the lap of luxury with my husband, and I was out getting my spa treatment today, and honey, and I'm getting phone calls and everything, and it was a mess. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, to call in here. My co-host, the legendary father, iconic father, overall father, Rodney Prodigy, is going to be calling in here real soon, honey. We're going to get the madness started, and we're going to get it started right. Oh, I see Rodney's on the line. We're going to get Rodney. I'm getting a Yahoo message from Ms. London, and she's saying she's on the phone line. So let's get the madness started. Let's go straight into Ms. London, and then we're going to go right into Rodney. And then we'll wait for Nicole to call in. You know how she does.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge. Wanna go down like London, London, London. Wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta. European verb. Just the verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to vogue like a lady, stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London, are you there, darling? Hello, Miss London.
Who?
Hi, Miss London, what's going on?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
That's good. I was just watching the Gingerbread Monkey.
The Gingerbread Monkey?
Yeah, ginger.
What the fuck is a Gingerbread Monkey?
That's ginger. Ginger Mizza.
Oh, shit. I'm going to fuck your mouth up, Miss London, honey. I'm going to fuck your mouth up, honey. I'm gonna fuck your mouth. Huh?
What's been going on?
Nothing. I'm just sitting here, and I was just out. I was out today, and, you know, I went to Philly on Friday for First Fridays, and I was out with the iconic father, overall father, Tony Revlon, the iconic father, James Icon, was out. Honey, I see the legendary mother, Kennedy LaCroix, was out in the building. You know, we were just out and just mingling and things, and iconic Alvernian Prestige was out and things. And, you know, we were just having a little fun. And Trilly.
Okay.
Yes. Hold on. I see Rodney's on the phone. Let's get Rodney into our conversation.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney. Realness. Urban. Let's go.
What you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, Val. Yeah.
Rodney!
What's going on?
Hello!
Hey, London. Hey, Kelly. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling, you know, maintaining and stuff.
Okay, my phone's acting up already.
Oh, baby. Well, it's a lot.
Did you get that picture?
Oh, no. I'm trying to download it to my phone now, but, honey, she's giving me complications, honey.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving me complications. I don't know why it says downloading, but I don't know why it ain't download yet, honey. But, baby, and then we got to, don't forget, they said we got to talk about the ball that happened in Pittsburgh this weekend, honey. I had the Pittsburgh Awards ball, honey. I heard it was a mess, honey. So, if anybody from the Pittsburgh area is here, feel free to definitely call in, honey, and let us know what was going on in Pittsburgh. No, I have not spoken with Red. I have not spoken. The girls is asking me in the chat room. I have not spoken with Red Legend since the, I think he came on that Monday. I spoke with him that Tuesday because I heard that he was supposed to be superimposing Vogue Tuesday last Tuesday, and I hit Red up, and I told Red exactly how I felt about him supposed to be throwing money at Vogue Tuesdays. I said, you need to take care of the people that you need to take care of from Saturday first before you think about sponsoring anything else. And he said, you're absolutely right, Kelly, and I haven't heard nothing from him since that Tuesday at all. I haven't got a text message, a phone call, or anything from Red at all.
I haven't heard nothing from him either since that night on the show.
I said you scared him away.
I didn't scare him away. But no, that's the final update with Red. No one heard anything from Red or anything. But Rodney, you were saying?
I said I haven't heard anything from him since I told him he had my number. He said, okay, I'll call you.
Yeah, well, that's the last time we heard. Lonnie, did you hear anything about anything from Red?
Let him know.
Oh, okay. So, well, that was the tea with Red, honey. So, I don't know. Let's start with Virginia first before we go anyplace else. Because the ball and Virginia, I don't know. I forgot who was having the ball, but from what I got was the Marshals ran up in the place and shut the place down for the ball and Virginia, and then the girls were still in the place when the Marshals ran up in there and shut the place down. Then the Fed and the Secret Service ran up in the motherfucking ball and started detaining girls, and they was looking for girls. I was gagging. Did you hear anything about that, Rodney?
Yeah, it was Brian Revlon and Nyasia Balenciaga's ball.
Oh. London, did you hear anything about that?
Oh, no.
Oh, baby, oh, wait, hold on, somebody's texting the red phone, honey. I heard that they supposed to be, looking for, hold on, let me go to my notes, honey, because they said they was looking for somebody, honey. Hold on. They said they was looking for this child, honey. I don't, Kerwin Milan, Twista. They looking for him. The Secret Service is looking for him, they said. And they said the Secret Service is also looking for Father Chris LaCroix, Realness. They both from Virginia. That's who they was at the ball, and that's who they was trying to apprehend at the ball.
Hey.
Okay. So, I don't know, honey, baby. So, well, somebody had pressed 1, and I guess once I spilled the names, there was no reason for them to press 1 anymore. So they didn't get the names, honey. But if you're out on the phone lines and you have any tea and you was at the function, honey, feel free to just press 1, honey. We're here. We're going to talk about the Virginia ball.
Hello.
Oh, honey. They said the ball went to the next night. So they didn't have the ball on Saturday. They had the ball on Sunday. But they said the city cops, the Marshals, and the city ATTY and ATF was at the function, honey. Also,
okay,
we have a private caller, y'all. Let's see what this private caller got to say. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, am I live?
Yes, you're live.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with myself, the co-host, Kelly, the co-host, Rodney, and the other co-host, Miss London.
Okay, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Your name is Rodney?
Yes.
Hi, Rodney.
How are you, baby?
I'm okay. And Kelly, is that the big girl?
Yes.
Hi, big girl. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I want to know what you're talking about, because it's my first time on here.
Well, we're just recapping all these things.
Can you stop holding your nose?
Wait a minute. Why?
Are you holding your nose?
Why am I holding my nose?
Yes.
No, sweetie. Why are you talking like you're from London? I'm not holding my nose. This is called proper English. Yeah.
Well, we're recapping all the ballroom events that happened from state to state. That's what we're doing right now.
Sweetie, I didn't call to talk to you, girl. I called to talk to Callie.
You're talking to Callie.
Hi, big girl. I want to know who made you legendary.
What happened?
I want to know who made you legendary for FaZe. Who gives you the opportunity and the right to walk FaZe? You don't have it.
Your mother made me legend.
My mother?
Yes, your mother.
You don't even know who your mother is, you bearded boy.
Baby, your mother made me legend, honey. Look at your iPhone and you should find your mother.
Mother, you all, don't do it.
Look at your asshole and you should find your mother, queen.
Mother, you all, that you used to rent U-Hauls in the 90s. I don't know how you became legendary.
Baby, you can see that's the whole thing. That's the whole
legendary
thing, girl.
Face,
you can
girl,
sit
you
here and you can talk about me winning U-Hauls. Talk about
legendary
me being lame. You can talk about me being fat.
You
can talk about me being a naughty motherfucking queen. None of that fazes me at the end of the day, because you know why, bitch? Because I got
well,
a pocket pistol. I got a window to fuck out. And none of you motherfucking queens will prosper against me, honey. Okay? I love you. And you should love yourself. You know what I'm going to say?
Did they let you out of the Brooklyn Zoo?
No, they let your mother out of the Brooklyn Zoo when she
because
came out of that motherfucking giraffe
ass. Orangutan.
Honey, no, your mother is the overgrown orangutan. If you was a grown motherfucking
bitch. Mother Jones went out in the 80s, baby. Read me. Mother Jones went out in the 80s.
I don't need to read you. You're reading yourself.
Miss Rodney, I know you're gagging sitting over there next to that beast.
But what
I mean, really. Tell
what
you
what beast am I sitting next to?
Kelly, I said Rodney's sitting next to you. I know he's laughing and kikiing inside because you're a beast.
Actually, Rodney's not sitting next to me. Rodney's in D.C., and I'm in New York.
Well, he might be tuned in, but he knows that I'm reading you for facts and blood and also for points. Tens across the board for me.
Tens across the board for you? Tens across the board for you? Never. Bitch, you are ugly, miserable, old queen. That's what you are.
You don't even sound like a woman, let alone look like one. How dare
you?
You
bored queen. Can you get off the phone?
Oh, that voice is atrocious, girl. That voice
we
is atrocious.
Before we catch Mitya with that nasty, nasty voice you have.
What is that voice? What is that voice that you're trying to give?
We're not gonna catch chlamydia talking to that bitch. We're gonna catch gonorrhea through the phone, bitch. That's how powerful.
Gonorrhea, girl. You look like you got gangrene.
I'm done with the trash tonight. And you can call back in later if you want to. But
you
we're done with the trash
that's
for
why
now.
You're hanging up.
The trash is gone for the night, girls. The trash will call back in later if they have something else they like to say, honey. Hold on, we have a Virginia caller. 757-701, you're live on the air on the recap show. 757-701, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay. Well, I wasn't at the ball in Pittsburgh. Rodney wasn't at the ball in Pittsburgh. So
yes,
we don't know what happened. So if anybody likes to call in and tell us about the ball in Pittsburgh or tell us about the ball that was rescheduled in Virginia for the next night, feel free to definitely call in and let us know about those balls. Honey, hold on. We got some callers before we go into Atlanta because I hear
Kelly,
Atlanta was a
Kelly,
hot mess.
Kelly.
Honey, 757-581. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. Hey, London. It's Mike White.
What's going
on? I was in Virginia, but I was in Pittsburgh. That motherfucking ball was a fool. Got me there. That ball was foolish as hell. The categories that Chris had, he wasn't following through with his categories, like for runway. He had all his infinity house members come out there with trash. It was coming out. It was supposed to, the category itself said junkyard scraps, and apparently none of them can read because they came out with trash bags, newspapers, and all of that. And it was definitely calling for junkyard scraps, and none of that you can find in a junkyard. Junkyard scraps is basically old stuff like cars, parts, and shit like that. None of them had that. It was
close. Oh, no. I hear the kids were throwing trophies and everything at the function.
They were throwing what?
They were throwing trophies and everything at the function.
It was. It was foolish.
What'd you say, Miss London?
I said they hit Jock with the trophy.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Who hit Jock with a trophy?
Hello. Can you hear me, Kelly?
Robbie, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was at the ball in Pittsburgh.
You was at the ball in Pittsburgh? So who threw the trophy and hit Jack with the trophy?
He was throwing it at Denise Infinity, but it hit Jack because Jack was walking by. Moo Moo Ebony.
Oh, Moo Moo stole a trophy. Oh, shit.
Yeah. That ball was foolish.
Oh, my God.
It was supposed to be so that the girls, the Pittsburgh chapter parents and stuff, they were supposed to put $100 to the trophies, and apparently people had fucking records with fucking glitter on it. That shit was foolish.
So, Rodney, what was your take on the ball, Rodney?
It was okay. It was
Rodney,
okay.
No, because we did our normal recap, we did our normal analysis on everything that he tried to do. So we do our 1 through 10 rating. Alvernian set a 3, but everybody else gave it like 6.5 to 7. And we based it off the tables, the drinks, the liquor, the categories itself. The people in attendance. The other years, I will say, it was definitely unbecoming. That's what I actually sent you, Kelly, a picture of, was my of the year. I won 2 of the years. I sent you a picture of the actual record itself or whatever it was supposed to be. It was like a circular cardboard with glitter on it.
Oh, no, a mess. Oh, my God.
But the trophies for the actual ball, the trophies for the actual ball were nice. But yeah, I was informed that the Alliance for the Pittsburgh, or the coalition or whatever, they also was to come together, put the money in to buy the trophies for the other years. But the people couldn't come up with the money, so they had to improvise at the last minute.
Y'all girls need to stop. Just stop it. Stop it. Hold on, we have a bunch of more callers. 412-689, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Pittsburgh and out.
Hey, Pittsburgh, what's going on?
Hey,
who are we speaking to?
This is Cam Mizrahi from Pittsburgh.
Cam Mizrahi, all right, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
All right.
I just wanted to, touch bases on the ball and whatnot. From my understanding, I know that the reason why the trophies were the way they were was for the fact that the council was all supposed to come together and, you know, pitch in $100 from each house. But, you know, it seemed like a lot of people was being selfish about the situation, and it also sounded like kind of on the greedy side as well. But I feel as though that every house in Pittsburgh has more than enough numbers where they could have had $100 each. And, like, the trophies and stuff, like, being done, like, it could have been done in time, but what it was that nobody put in, like, they were supposed to. And I can honestly vouch for even Mizrahi, like, we didn't put in as much like we were supposed to. But, you know, but that also falls back on within the house. But, as well, but the ball, I feel as though that besides, like, Rodney and a couple other judges, I could have did without a couple others. Like, I could have did without No Shade. I could have done without, like, Cabbage Ebony. I could have done without the Affinity Child. I felt as though that they were being very catty on the chopping situation. I felt as though, like, you know, they was taking it way too strict. They wasn't giving it enough time for a person to redeem themselves and stuff like that. But other than that, I feel as though the ball all together, being that Chris is my dad, I've seen him feel better, but it's like, you know, what are you supposed to do whenever, like, the count is not all coming together, you know, like, it falls back on you, and, you know, and I feel as though it's always supposed to be a team effort, and end up being a flop in the thing, so.
Okay. Well, thank you for your input on how you felt about the ball. Okay, we have our next caller. Our next caller is 347-313. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, London.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, everybody. Hello.
Hi, baby. What's going on?
Hi. I have a question for Miss London.
Okay, London.
Yes.
There you go, London.
Miss London, do you know anything about 1-800-MASSAGE-THE-CHILDREN?
Oh, yeah.
The Dove?
Yeah.
What's the
Why is she still in business?
I don't know. You tell me, because I heard the girls like to massage the children. No.
Who is that?
Oh, no, I just got some tea. And this Jack likes to get the children high and massage the children and take pictures.
Oh. Really?
Is the juice true? Really?
That's a juicy juice.
I heard the girls calling Miss Andre, and Miss Andre still hasn't done anything about it.
Bloody.
It's just bloody.
So is it
just the young kids? A lot of the children, they've been complaining lately that they've been getting massages and oils and stuff. Does Jack like to get the girl high?
I heard that she likes to do dominatrix with Chi-Chi. She likes to chain her up in leather.
I cannot. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. If you got anything.
Kelly, you used to
no
be
problem.
The mother. What did you do about it?
I was just very concerned.
Kelly, you used to be the mother. What did you do about it?
I'm done. Call for definitely calling in. No, I'm done. I'm not feeding into that. I'm done. I'm done with you, Miss London, and the caller. I'm done. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on?
I called you back, girl.
Well, call back again. 443-15. You're live on the air.
Hey, mother. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Well, hello there.
Hello?
It's a lot of misses calling in. I'm like, I'm back in ATL.
Excuse me?
Yes, we can.
I said, I feel like I'm back in ATL because there was a lot of misses there.
No, I was in Pittsburgh.
I didn't say you.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Okay, go along.
But the ball itself, it was tired. I mean, I had fun for the most part, but the ball itself was tired.
Is that all you gotta say?
I mean, the table looked trashy. It was like wrapped up Christmas paper.
Who is this caller? Caller, I'm sorry, we don't care about your opinion. Hang up.
Lightning, we care about everybody's opinion. That's why we have them call in.
But that's all I had to say.
Thank you. The next caller is 412-809. You're live on the air. Excuse me, 412-908. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. What's up? This is Godfather Havoc Ebony of Pittsburgh.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm first time calling in, but I'm actually always wanted to say I do listen to the show, so just wanted to clear a few things up and just to say how I feel about the ball this weekend. I mean, I always give Chris props for what he tried to do for the city and definitely for trying to bring a better ballroom scene and better community here. For the most part, I enjoy myself this weekend. But just to clear up things about the House Council, the House of Ebony had their money weeks ago. And I don't know, I can't speak for everybody else on that council who didn't really put forth the effort in trying to make things better for that ward, because I didn't really like the awards either. That was my first time actually seeing them. Actually, when I got to the ball, I was very disappointed because I thought it was very, very poor representation on the city's part. But like I said, I would just like to clear the air up. The House of Ebony had their shit together. I can't speak for the rest of the House Alliance in the city.
Okay. Is that all you have to say?
No, other than that, I'd like to say I appreciate everybody that actually do come to the city and try to make it better. You know what I'm saying? Like Cam stated earlier, I could have dealt with a couple other judges. A lot of people were nitpicking about certain things. But for the
what judges could you not deal with?
I'm sorry?
What judges you think shouldn't have been up there? And out there?
Oh, for the most part, I don't know the Infinity. I'm not sure what her name was. But that's the one I seen that was kind of nitpicking with all the effects and all the technicalities throughout the night. Like I said, I think a lot of people gave 110% the best they possibly could be. I know when a lot of people from other cities, bigger cities, come into our city and they see our city for the first time. But, I mean, it's kind of daunting because, like I said, at the end of the day, these are people that actually know what the fuck they're calling for and what things are supposed to be like. But, like I said, for the most part, her, I can't remember her name. I think Rodney said her name earlier. I mean, one of the few people. Yeah, like I said, for other than that, I appreciate it tonight. I had fun for the most part, but a lot of things could have been handled differently.
And, Heather, let me ask you a question. As a one of the leaders in Pittsburgh that has been there for a while and, you know, travel and stuff like that, do you think that the judges, when they come, like people who judge in, you know, New York, Atlanta, Philly, D.C., like that, do you think when we come to Pittsburgh we should change up our style of judging because of Pittsburgh, because they say we might not – that the talent might not be as superior, or do you think we should judge accordingly and bring Pittsburgh to the level of all the other states? So when the people, not yourself in particular, but when the kids from Pittsburgh travel to New York and to D.C. to battle the other kids, they'll know what standard we're looking for. What is your take on that?
I definitely agree with you on that, Ronnie. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I've been a person that's seen this scene inside out for years. And I understand what people call for and look for when it comes to, you know, some people take this a lot more serious than I see a lot of people in Pittsburgh do. And that's one thing that I've always had the conversation with when it comes to, like, other people in this city. You know, a lot of people don't understand that this city is still fairly new, not so much new, but as a main stage new. You know what I'm saying? For a long time, it was just a very small group of people you know, saying that I'd actually been to other different places and came back here and tried to emulate it and tried to make it, you know, saying that it's been but a couple of years that this city has actually been on the main scene, ballroom stage. So, you know, when people come here, you know, I would love for everybody to be on their A game. I would love for everybody to be, you know, according to what ballroom standards is. Like I said, it takes a bit of this to know that. And at the end of the day, I do feel like, you know what I'm saying, y'all should very keep it very according like any other place. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it should slack off for one city to another city, because that's not making nobody better. That's just, you know what I'm saying, keeping the bullshit going. But like I said, at the end of the day, I can't say that I really couldn't disagree with all the chop, because I did see a lot of shit that should have been chopped, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it does come to a point when it comes to this. It's only not in Pittsburgh. I've seen this in other small cities like St. Louis and Christ Hedville, other small cities that I've been to. You know, when the microscope gets placed so close on a small city, when a lot of big names come here, it's very, very hard. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I definitely agree with you on that one. Sometimes maybe it could be a little easier, but, you know, say everybody's room is for the interpretation. So, like I said, I just appreciate the love and respect that everybody do come here over and over again, like you and Jack and Sylvan. I do appreciate that y'all come here time and time again. I wish and hope and pray that, you know what I'm saying, my city do pull it up, just so, you know, we won't have these conversations no more where it's like, oh, the ball in Pittsburgh were full. But, like I said, I definitely agree with you. I do think it should be like that.
Okay.
Wait, Kelly, where is Pittsburgh? Is it like in Kansas or somewhere?
Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania. It's the second largest city in Pennsylvania. It's a very nice city. If you've ever been or if you ever would come, I definitely think that you would have a good time. It's a nice city.
Hey, do you live in like a small town where you know everyone, like all the infinities?
No, it's not that small.
Caller for definitely calling in. Okay, the next caller we have is a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Mom.
I was calling.
Hello?
Hey, London. Shut up, Rodney.
She feels some kind of way when you don't speak this.
I'm sorry. Hi, London.
Hello there.
I just wanted to just, sidebar real quick. Is there going to be an Icon Ball in January? Because I haven't heard anything yet. Do y'all know anything about that?
The House of Icon Ball?
Uh-huh.
To my knowledge, no.
Oh.
It won't happen again, not actually.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because I didn't, you know, see any flies. I didn't hear anything, so.
At this date now, anyway, the ball will be on the 7th, so it's probably not going to be because Tony, my father's birthday ball, Tony Revlon ball, is January the 7th in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then, you know, next week is Atlanta.
Right. And then Baltimore at the end of the month.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just, I just wanted to know that. I'm just listening. Hey, Kels, how was your day today?
If Ashley threw another ball, would you go?
You say it again, London?
If Ashley throws another ball, would you go? Would any of you go?
I plead the fifth on that.
Thank you, Naima, for calling in.
Okay. Well, can you put me back on hold because I'm listening?
Okay. The next caller we have is 810-210. You're live on the air.
Hey, Rodney. Hey, Kelly. This is Storm. Mother Storm Valentino. I was calling in about the ball in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was actually on the panel. I thought that some of the chops that Mother Denise gave were a little unfair. I think overall the ball was okay. I wish that my brother Chris probably would have been a little bit more present in what was going on because he was not around to say what the category should have been, especially the runway category when it began and a couple other categories that should have been clarified.
Wait, I'm so sorry.
Wet London.
No, wait, are you Valentino?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that her house?
Yes, it is.
Like, when did that come out?
Honey, in 1990. When did you come out?
Was it on the, in 1990?
Yeah, do your history.
So your mother?
Yeah.
You're the Butch Queen mother?
You said what?
Are you the Butch Queen mother?
I am.
Bloody.
London, your mouth is so fierce. I want to thank you for definitely calling in, darling. We have a whole callers that I definitely got to get to. Thank you, baby, for definitely calling in. Hold on. Our next caller that we have is 516-610. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
This is London 2.
London 2? What's going on, London 2?
I'm in Philadelphia, Kelly.
Yes.
Wait, is that the same one that thought she was Maya Angelou? She has the same raspy cigarette voice. Are you a heavy smoker, caller?
I might touch on.
Oh my God, honey. I'm gonna place you back on home, honey. I'm gonna place you back on home. Honey.
When the Dexter?
Yes, honey, yes, honey. Hold on, we got another caller. 404-536, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, hello.
Yes.
Hello. All of the girls know that I waste my motherfucking time at that motherfucking ball. The shit was rigged. I waste my coins. I waste my energy. I waste my motherfucking guys. That was an Infinity setup. So I have never seen the House of Infinity take so much shit in their motherfucking life. Infinity don't even tourney like that. And for the girls to come and get team trophies is bullshit. Not to mention that when we got to that function, it was one bucket of popcorn on each motherfucking table, as if Mother Infinity set her fat ass out there and ate everything else. That bitch got on that motherfucking panel, and she rang that motherfucking bell to chop everybody. Next time you pick up a bell, bitch, put it around your motherfucking neck, because you're a big-ass cow. I'm so sick of that bitch. When I see her at the next function, if they put anybody on the panel, I'll make sure that that bitch is chalked. And other than that, the grand prize category was a key also. The girls came. They're supposed to bring posters, bitch. They have nice big pictures and shit. They, Mother Infinity set her fat ass up there and chop. So the girls, it was a two-bottle thing. Japan won. But you got girls who had motherfucking productions, nice, nasty over effects, and that bitch still tried it with her fat ass. And you guys want to wonder why she chopped all the other houses and left all the Infinities up there? It's because that bitch wanted her to turn it. Then she chopped all American, bitch, because she talking about she thought it was European runway. Bitch, if you don't know how to judge, you sit your big ass at the back. Now, let me tell you something. Another thing about that ball, at the runway category, when they say junkyard scrap, they mean metal. Junkyard scrap don't turn into backyard recycle bin, bitch. Don't you bring a motherfucking water bottle and newspaper. It's not going to happen like that. I was so over it. I was ready to go. I was done with it. Not to mention that this was a $500 for grand prize. The girls paid $30 to get in, and grand prize got their coins. But other mini categories did not get all their motherfucking coins. What happened with the coins? I know Mother Infinity didn't eat that shit. Girl, I just want to know why. This boy was a key. And if you can get, what's his name, the Father Infinity, Chris, if you can get him on the line, I guess he and Mother Infinity was eating snacks in the back or something because I couldn't find him during the ball. If you can get him on the line, I have some words for him, too.
Okay, well, hold on.
You can shut the fuck up because you've been trying it all night with all of the girls, and you won't try it with me, bitch. I don't know who the fuck you are,
no,
but if you are
you
fucking
actually
real,
think
you would
you
tell
wasted your money on that ball. You wasted your money paying for English classes.
But bitch, you wasted your money. No, you wasted your motherfucking money
and
even calling into the motherfucking show, bitch. Because your phone bill is new for what the fuck I have, bitch. It is 2 months, do you? Like, driveway. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Let me tell you what you should do with your family, bitch.
You should have stayed across the motherfucking ball with your family, bitch. Because nobody wants you over here in America, bitch. Every time you get red on the show, every night, because you're a lame.
Go back in the shorts country on a boat.
No, bitch,
family.
The only dog is you, bitch. Get on this motherfucker
not,
like you're fat. Baby, let me ask you know something. You learned that whole, bitch,
you're
from the Kelly Show. You're not turning in any other motherfucking way.
Hold on, hold on. We can't do this like this because we can't hear anything that either one of y'all say.
Okay,
Carla, hold on. Hold on, Carla. London, you got to go first, and then we're going to let the caller speak after. Don't interrupt London, and London's not going to interrupt you. Hear both of y'all. So, London, go ahead and say what you got to say, and then the caller, you can go and say what you got to say, because this is a forum where everybody can voice their opinions. So go ahead, London.
I just wanted to ask this nasty creature to please teach Carly and Tay how to speak English, because I actually understood a little bit of what she was saying. But since she wants to be so nasty, I tell her to go back and try to extort weed and drugs into the country with the rest of her family on a boat, you nasty immigrant.
Oh, shit. Carla?
All I want to say is I feel like that bitch is so dignified to talk about where the fuck I come from. Bitch, where the fuck do you motherfucking come from? Because it's not America either, bitch. And I let you know one thing, honey. You sit behind this phone and you disguise your voice and act like you're from London, because if you're really from London, you want to read any other bitch that come out the country. But I let you know one thing, honey. If you ever let any of the girls know who the fuck you are, bitch, at every function, the girls will knock you, bitch. They will bop you, bitch, and give you everything you motherfucking need. Just
okay,
to let
you
know,
thank
you,
Carla. I'm going to place you back on hold, and it's
hello to Kelly and hello to everybody else.
Place
wait,
you back on hold, and if Mother and
wait,
Cindy
Kelly,
and
remember
Cindy,
we were talking about what's Banji?
We're going to bring you back on.
Kelly,
on,
remember
Mother,
we were talking about what's Banji?
Oh, shit. We're going to take
you know,
a commercial
you know,
break, and after we take off, we come back from our commercial break. I know she got a lot to say because you mentioned her name, so she's here, honey. I'm going to take and bring on the overall East Coast mother, the iconic Cabbage Ebony, after these commercial breaks from our sponsors.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the second annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status, Saturday, December 10th, 2011, at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles. Cost for the function, free. Commentated by the icon, Jay Blonick and Sierra Ebony. Beats by the legendary Vaughn Allure. Now your status. Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1, $500. Runway, open to all. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to all performance. Special category, the house with the most people tested.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044.
Now you're back. The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vaughn Allure. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center.
Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Gasway Darion, $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legend Sentence Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize open to all Vogue performers, $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all runway, $250. Femme Queen Realness, $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to all Thug Realness, 4 trophies, 1 cash award, $100. Open to all Sex Sirens, 4 trophies, 1 cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
We are live back from our commercial break, honey. And if you like to take and have your ball or yourself advertised here on the radio show, definitely hit me up on Facebook, and I can definitely give you all the information you definitely need, honey. Now, welcome to the radio show, the icon herself, the overall East Coast mother, Cabbage Ebony. You're live on the air, my dear.
Hi, Kelly. What's going on?
Going on.
Hey, Hunter.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Oh, Rodney, you know what? I meant to catch you, and I wanted to ask you something. But the next time I see y'all, I'll ask you myself. Don't worry about it. I won't do it over the air.
I was looking for you after the bar. I had decked it. Where were you?
Yeah, I was there, honey. They had me trapped on the judges panel. Kelly, whatever that person said, I would never, ever, ever get on here and rebuttal back with them. But unfortunately, their feeling is their feelings, and I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing against that. I mean, you feel the way you feel being not a legend, and I feel the way I feel being a legend already and now an icon. So I didn't get here from not doing it right. They judge very fickle. They don't let them know what the category is. A lot of times, those kids are walking categories, and they don't even know what the fuck they're walking. They have no idea. And if you continue to let me tell you something, except for maybe 12 of them, none of the rest of them can walk in New York or D.C. or Atlanta or North Carolina and be successful at it. Trust me. The performance is off. They don't catch their dips. Honey, I mean, what is the key? Where did they learn how to vote? I mean, and Havoc is there. He knows how to vote. Not even blowing my own house's horn, but he knows how to vote. And there's a few other voters. But, I mean, what is that? Y'all come out, number one, the outfits look fierce. Those trippy long stocking, little orphan Annie outfits look fierce. One child, she had on dirty socks and dirty panties. Come on, honey. I mean, if you come in to walk a category, for money or not for money, if it's not worth the money, what are you coming out there for? Just because you can? Come on. And they're having a ball in Pittsburgh. I mean, as you know, there really is only the... There's one legend in Pittsburgh.
It's a legend in Pittsburgh?
Yes. He walks... Donnell Mizrahi.
He moved back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Donnell Mizrahi. Yeah. So at least they do have a legend. I mean, the ball, don't get me wrong, Kelly. I lived for the ball. I lived that Jack and Salvin and Neiman was there. They, when I tell you, they brought that ball right up to its to what it needed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though it wasn't crowded like it was last year from what I heard, I had fun. I really did have fun. But I'm not going to change my judgment. My judging and my way of doing things and my insight of the way I do things because I'm in Pittsburgh. So what, when I'm in Baltimore, I should judge differently? Or when I'm in D.C., I judge different than when I judge in New York? No. What are y'all giving away, a gift certificate? I mean, if you walk twist, you walk twist. Twist or gag. If you walk realness, walk realness. I didn't give one of my own house members
my 10, he got upset with me. He got, you know, it was real close. I got, well, don't you feel better that that you won and you didn't get my 10? Because I didn't see it. And he's from Ohio, and he went on and 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 on about it. Baby, you can feel any way you want to feel about it. You got two options. Either you beat my ass or I beat yours. That's it. Because I'm the judge. Now, when you get a chance to judge me, then you do what you got to do. I took and chop before take them. Take them in stride. That's how you learn. Does anybody think that, what, I was just chopping because I wanted to? I'm going to make sure I go back to Pittsburgh. Okay? And I'm going to chop again.
I bet
I'm
going to
have
right.
a chop fast. Because that motherfucking performance was the worst. And you... And what's fucked up about it is the kids want to blame because they don't have no balls. Bitch, I wouldn't have a ball neither. Seeing how them kids come out. Rodney was sitting there. Rodney was just gagging right along with me. And she said I was just quick on the draw. That performance category, it looked like something that you get in motherfucking Yamasee somewhere, South Carolina. Even South Carolina balls. Their children got way more motherfucking talent than Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh ain't even trying. Half the fucking categories don't even, people don't even walk. Best dress, which is a hot category everywhere else. There's no best dress. But when I looked around the ballroom, I could see why. But anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted. Yeah, Miss Thing, come on. Let's be serious. If y'all want us to come to New York, from New York and from other places, y'all gotta bring some reason for competition. There is no competition up there. I mean, 13 people from a whole town, the second largest town in Pennsylvania. Come on, there's no way in hell that more than half of them. And to be the infinity, it's not to be the infinity. Because at least they're putting their best foot forward, and at least they look a little clean. They were color coordinated with the green.
I'm gonna fuck you up, Cabbage.
I'm serious, but then, you know, the kids are reading. We were saying, what?
Kelly.
Yes.
Chris just hit me up. Him and Denise. We're trying to call in, with the lines are.
Tell them to call in now.
Yeah.
Tell them to call in now. We got to make some motherfucking room.
How did you, in all reality, how did you feel about the judging of that function? Do you think that they should tailor make your judging for places like Pittsburgh and St. Louis? And
that's why I asked Havoc that, since he's been, you know, saying he's been there, you know, for a long time. He's like one of the reps for Pittsburgh. And when I first, you know, came and started judging and, you know, going to Pittsburgh and seeing him, we've talked. He stepped up his game. His performance advanced every year. He's got to that level now that he can go, you know, saying that he could go out and compete with New York people, with DC people. So, you know, when you listen or you take criticism, yeah, and you learn from it, like we did when we started out. We took
of
you before.
Course, Rodney, look at you. Look how long you walked in New York. You did, then you branched off to Baltimore. Then you went to D.C. Then you went to Philadelphia. You know, you gotta gradually make your way. But don't be in the city and be late. Them girls is late from the door.
I'm gonna
and they're not
my
even
God.
Trying. And they're not even getting got nobody down there that's even. You know, I mean, y'all should appreciate when people from out of that was a miss out of town ball to save your life.
Yeah, it was more people from
out of town than in town.
Yeah, than Pittsburgh.
And that's what's
fucked
up about it. Because even the older girls that are there,
true.
And trust and believe, I know there are older girls there. Okay? None of them don't even come out no more. Everybody should have came to support that motherfucking function. Miss Chris has been there a while. She gave her function. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't anybody come out?
Ronnie, did they get on the phone line?
I don't know. Hopefully, I'm about to hit them back up and ask them.
Yeah, find out if they got on the line, because we're going to go to them. We're going to go back into that caller that had something to say to them, and then we're going to transition over to our next topic. But, Cabbage, you stay right there until we get the Infinities on the line with us, and then we're going to transition to our next topic. But while Cabbage stay right there with us, the Icon has something to say. The Icon, James Icon, is on the line. James?
Which I won't do is... Okay, which I won't do is try it. Never. London, your question as well. Don't you ever. Everything is on here is fun and everything like that, but I take anything that is referred to Icon very seriously. I do not disrespect none of y'all. Wait, London, I don't want to hear it. I do not disrespect y'all, and I would refuse to allow anybody to disrespect me. Now, I just spoke to Naima, and we cleared up something real quick. Okay. And it wasn't her question. It was somebody else's question. But Naima knows better than that. You could have asked me directly. Don't you get on no motherfucking radio station and ask no question. Because listening to it, whether your intentions was pure or not, it sounds very shady. And I don't like that. And I think it's Rodney because you knew. And Rodney, I like how you worded it because you already knew. Like many people already know, that no, there won't be an Icon Ball in 2012. And that's all I have to say. In London, I still live for you, but watch it.
What's up, brother? What's going on?
What's up?
What's in the name 2012 coming soon?
Yes, it will. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm sorry to have to come on so forceful, everybody. But you know that, you know.
We know how Father does.
Right.
I know that's right. Thank you, Father, for definitely calling in here.
Thank you.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see if this is, I got some Chris Spurs number. Let's see if this is one of the Infinities. If it's not one of the Chris or the mother calling in, I'm going to place y'all back on hold. I just want to get their words on what they got to say. I'm going to get the caller that wants to address them, and then I have to go into the Atlanta Ball because they said it was a mess, and I need to get into that. So hold on, okay? 412-689, you're live on the air. 412-689, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 412-347, you're live on, 378, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yo, what's up? This is EJ Ebony.
Okay, hold on, EJ. We're going to put you back on hold. We're looking for somebody. Hold on. Let's see. 412-58 live on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Father Chris Infinity calling in.
Chris Infinity, thank you. Okay, now we got the caller that we wanted. Okay, go ahead, Chris. What do you got to say, baby?
First off, I'd like to thank everybody who actually came to Pittsburgh this past weekend to support our awards bar. I thank Cabbage Ebony for saying, you know, his part on behalf of the ball. Jack Selman, Heyman, Kevin,
Chris, you're breaking up, baby.
Chris,
you're breaking up.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as I was saying, I just want to thank everybody for coming out this weekend. You know, we definitely had a lot of out-of-town support, you know, that came to Pittsburgh for our awards ball. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting our event and actually, you know, also providing a contribution towards our scene. But in regards to some of the comments that were made on Facebook and also on the radio show and et cetera, all of the cash categories were given out at the ball this past Saturday. Every cash category was given out. Both grand prizes, mini grands, and et cetera. Everything was given out to all of the winners. No one left without any cash that actually came to the bar, that walked the category. Second of all of the commentators were paid. Jack was paid, Selvin was paid, Kevin was paid, Poetry was paid, and also Neva Marcus was paid for the bar. Every category was completed and went through from beginning to end at the bar. So all of these other comments and et cetera, those things are false allegations, and, you know, this is the correct truth. In regards to the council, you know, we've actually tried our best to really get a lot of leaders in Pittsburgh together to really support the scene and really to be able to, you know, be some type of, you know, leadership to the scene, to the children here as a council. And we've actually made major strides. However, there were some houses excluding Ebony, Mizrahi, and Crayola and Infinity, you know, that basically did not pay what we asked for and we agreed to as a council. We have to learn how to work together collectively. We have to learn how to look together responsibly and work together as a team. And, you know, the council made some commitments, and I made some personal commitments as well as far as the ball's concerned. You know, I definitely held up to my responsibilities and my half of the bargain for the ball. But, you know, excluding the houses, as I mentioned before, excluding Mizrahi, Ebony, and also Infinity and Crayola, you know, some other houses on the council did not actually, you know, pay their contribution or basically, you know, stand to what they were actually committing to do. And, you know, we have to take care of business to be able to, you know, move forward. In regards to, you know, to my contribution to the city, you know, I've been in the city for roughly 6 years now, and, you know, I know since I've been here, I've seen tremendous growth in our city. I've seen tremendous, you know, I'm saying, pride in a lot of the kids that's here in our city as well. And I've also seen, you know, growth as far as having legendary houses here, icons coming to our city, legends coming to our city, people supporting Pittsburgh as a standalone city. You know, Pittsburgh is not a Midwest city, and Pittsburgh is really not necessarily on the East Coast, but we are in Pennsylvania. And, you know, we are a city that's really standalone, that's relatively new to mainstream ballroom scene. I think that, you know, that's actually, you know, something that's, you know, pretty, you know, valuable in my eyes. So, again, you know, I want to thank everybody that actually came out. I feel that the judges were definitely competitive. They were very fair in their judging. And as Cabbage said, and as everyone else said, you know, they cannot alter or really, you know, basically edit their style of judging while at a ball. You know, Pittsburgh needs to step it up just as well as anyone else. You step it up when you hit a floor and you have a panel of judges that are from all over, Midwest, East Coast, down south, et cetera, who are legends and, you know, statements or, you know, icons, et cetera, within their own right and leaders within their house. You know, Pittsburgh is not exempt to ballroom criteria and also ballroom rules. And that's just something that, you know, actually I kind of look at that as the responsibility of some of the parents and some of the leaders in the houses that are here and, for that matter, anywhere. You know, it really falls back on the leadership and the roles. You know, kids can't be parents of kids. And, you know, that happens everywhere. So, you know, if the parents are responsible and the overseers are responsible, et cetera, and really teaching and taking the time out to train their children and teach them, then, of course, you know, the level of talent can definitely, you know, be superior in certain places. But, you know, just like anywhere, you know, every city, you know, that's actually coming onto the scene on a mainstream ballroom level, you know, definitely has to pay their dues. And I feel like Pittsburgh is definitely one of those, you know, shiny new stars out there that's definitely trying to really, you know, be an up-and-coming scene, especially, you know, for the more, like, you know, eastern area. But other than that, you know, I greatly appreciate it, you know, your time, and thank you, everybody, for coming to Pittsburgh. Definitely.
Would you like to address some of the callers that have something to say?
You know, I actually heard a lot of comments and everything like that. You know, not necessarily. I just want to thank everybody for coming out and thank everybody for supporting our scene. If anyone has any questions directly, they can contact me.
Because it was one caller that was really, really avid to speak to you.
No, let's
just put that caller back on.
I'm not that hard to be found. They can contact me. It's not a problem.
Well, let's just put them on real quick. Let's see what they have to say.
Put me the fuck on.
404-536, you're live on the air.
I'm back again. And I wasn't going to read for a second, but since you tried to duck and dodge me, bitch, I'm going to let you have it. Now, let me let you know something. I feel like at that motherfucking ball, you sat there like a bear with a muzzle. You not say shit when you
okay.
see so many things go wrong.
You know, I really want to, I really appreciate
your, you see so many things
go
wrong and you don't say anything.
Team,
what
I
want to ask you,
your,
no, what I appreciate,
all,
I appreciate
but,
you getting my motherfucking coin
point.
Back because I am over it, bitch. I have received, you want to give me that? That's
thank
what
you.
I appreciate. I
thank
appreciate you stop handing out cardboard for
thank
up
you
the
so
real fucking works. That's what
I appreciate
when people don't function, they have the coin that they need, bitch. That's what I appreciate. I appreciate when bitches walk out to a motherfucking ball. It's a motherfucking ball instead of a zoo, bitch. I don't want to touch your fat ass motherfucking members and look at
okay.
cows and pigs on the motherfucking panel. I want to see judges. The girls get to Pittsburgh and
wonderful.
They got a little bit of name and they feel as if they're fat because there's only one legend in Pittsburgh as of
wonderful.
Motherfucking yesterday. But with
okay.
one
heard though from Ease that I got there and got to meet a lot of fab girls who got chopped because you had a whale on the panel. And I want to also let you know that the next time you throw a function, I will not be there, nor will another lady be there. So please don't waste your money because you will be evicted the next day because you will not make a coin off that ball, bitch. You made a coin off this one, but and I want to let you know you did not pass out all the coins because I talked to a very sexy sex siren, bitch, and that category was for 150 girls and he only got 100. So maybe that whale ate that motherfucking other 50 or put it in her purse for a Big Mac and you guys split it down the middle with a soda, bitch, but I don't know what the fuck you took. Let me let you know something. You should hang up now.
I'm listening. Go ahead. Continue.
No, you're listening. I don't want to hear you just go ahead. Just hang up, girl, because I'm done with you. You know I rate you for filth. I rate your motherfucking ball. And you know I speak nothing but the motherfucking truth. You late-ass bear. Take the muzzle off next time you have a ball and let the girls know what is the motherfucking truth.
In regards to all the categories, as I said again, every cash category was paid.
No, bitch, it was.
I appreciate that. And thank you all for, you know, contacting me.
I don't appreciate
I
just want to say, Kelly, I enjoy your show. I want to say, everybody, I am Dawn. What, London, are you interrupting me? Are you honestly going to do this again?
I just said trabaja. Doesn't that mean work?
I mean,
I said trabaja, puta.
Yeah, you said it well. I don't hear you that good, but you said it well. Good job. But I'm done here. I feel like I said everything I have to say. I really worked myself up over some faggy shit. So I'm going to go get some dick, honey. I'll be back from the store once I get some condoms, and I may call back in. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, my God. Honestly, we love taking coke.
Excuse me, honey. Did you call me for something?
He's off, funny.
I just said Spanish people love taking coke.
Oh, yeah, we do. We love taking coke, giving coke, receiving coke in the mail, all types of shit, honey. We love it all. Pornography and everything, honey.
Cocker Spaniel. You're just a cocker
yes,
spaniel.
Yes, bitch, cocker spaniel, bitch. Cock on a cobway sandwich, big cock everywhere, honey. But, yeah, so I'm going to call the trade, honey, and I may call back into the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh,
I'm lagging at your mouth.
I have one more thing to say. London, I want you to know, baby, that the girls have gave me a sickening tea that you are the X-Men's Wahi, and the girls are going to find out who you are because I feel like that.
Are you Tamir Dash Mizrahi?
You see, no, I am not. No, I am not, but I am using his phone. However, because
yes,
let me let you know something.
You.
I am a Mizrahi, bitch, but I will stay anonymous because I raised so fiercely. But however, hold on, the girl
is okay, you can go along. No, didn't you say you were going to
get some
sex?
No, I just want to let you know that I feel like you are a Mizrahi because you give a Mizrahi tea before you get any other house, baby. And when I let you know something, bitch, the way Mumu Ebony threw that trophy, there will be lots more coming your way. The girls are over you.
Oh, bloody, enough with the threats. Just stop singing.
No, I'm not letting you go because I won't personally throw a trophy, bitch, because I'm not that type of girl, but I just want to let you know,
I actually don't give a fuck what you throw. I don't give a fuck about any of you. So, Blotty, go along.
Okay, bye. Good night, everybody. See you later.
Nighty.
Well,
Chris, I want to thank you for definitely calling in, honey.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you, darling. Honey, I want to thank Miss London for letting the girls on blast, Miss Megan, finding out who the girls are. Miss London, you and your team, Miss Megan, you have a lot of tea over there. But let's go into, honey, all y'all girls on the line, honey. Y'all got to hold on for a minute, honey, because we're going to transition
honey,
over.
Honey, I have breaking news.
Oh, you have breaking news? Hold on.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Okay. Since I'm ex-Mizrahi, I'm going to spill more Mizrahi tea. You feel me? Okay. I'm going to Kelly.
Yes.
I'm getting word on my page that the guitars are being read, and you guys are over there being called sour grapes, trying to reinvent yourselves on Jock's time. Word also is coming through that Miss Jock is kicking girls out the house that hang around you in your flat. A flat is an apartment, as you guys may call it. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
I'm not trying to reinvent myself. I'm already invented, honey. You can't reinvent, you know. But I'm not going to sit here. We're not going to sit here, and I'm not going to go back and forth with anybody about anything. Anything I have to say to anybody, I don't have a problem with saying it on this format, which is my format. I don't have a problem with saying it on Facebook and putting somebody's name into it. And I don't have a problem with taking a microphone and saying it on a microphone to let anybody know what is on my mind and how I feel about anything. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not going to read in between the lines. I'm not going to throw subliminal comments out there for people. I'm going to put the motherfucking bitch name right in whatever I got the motherfucking say. Because ain't a motherfucking bitch going to do a motherfucking thing to me, and ain't a bitch going to say a motherfucking thing to me. Because bitches know they motherfucking limits when it comes to motherfucking me. And I motherfucking thank you. Now, Rodney, let's get into the motherfucking ball, because anything a bitch got to say, bitch, they know my phone number, they know my Facebook, and you can at Mother Kelly Couture, and I say anything that's on my mind, and I'll voice anything, bitch, because ain't nobody going to do a motherfucking thing to me, bitch, and that's all the girls need to motherfucking know. The girls need to stop motherfucking trying me and trying everything that's motherfucking going on, honey, with all these motherfucking subliminal comments that bitches gotta make about motherfucking people. Put a bitch motherfucking name in the motherfucking shit and use a bold and use a bonnet motherfucking bitch, and you have your own format where you can do whatever you want to do. Put a bitch name in it if you're a real motherfucking bitch. That's how motherfucking real bitches do it, and that's why I'm 149% real, and the icon Tony Revlon is 150% real with it, because we're going to put a bitch motherfucking name right up in it and act that motherfucking bitch, not subliminal, so girls can be asking who, what, and why. Rodney, let's get into the ball that happened in Atlanta, because I'm balling. And if any bitches have anything they can say, they know my phone number, they know the radio, the number to the radio station, and they also know my motherfucking Facebook. Now let's motherfucking do it.
All right, Rodney. So I'm
going
to tell you what I heard. First of all, I do want to say it was kind of sad to hear that Mama D was actually brought to tears by, I don't know whether it was by the judges, by the crowd, by whoever it was, but she was actually brought to tears at the bar. They said she was crying, I guess, about the melee and everything, the disarray of the ball and different stuff like that. So I do want to, you know, say that was sad to hear that she was actually crying. And from the video footage I saw, you know, so every time it showed something, the judges were arguing amongst each other, doing all type of stuff. I did see the panel, you know, it's came through a little bit. So I saw Fred Chanel, Hassan Ebony, Econ Blahnik, Vito Milan, Brandon Evisu, Andre Mizrahi. I don't know if I'm missing one or two judges. They said it was a prodigy up there for a little while. And also Rodney Balenciaga. They were some of the judges. I did also hear that some of the grand prize, well, all the cash categories wasn't, you know, paid in full. I don't know if that was due to waiting on the money from the door or whatever the case may be, but like we always tell everybody, if you're having a ball, whether it's going to be 10 people there or 10,000, have your money, because that's what you're giving the ball for and putting the money, putting the dollar signs on there for. Have your money for the people that pay to get in, that expect to get their full payout, whether you have, that's what you advertise, that's what you expect back. Also, there's a discrepancy with some of the categories, the twist, as far as with Ken and a few others, getting chopped for the riddles for the twist category, the issue with the runway category. There's a lot going on for Atlanta in their last ball. That was other years. I guess it was a lot. Also, I heard about the Pretty Boy Realness category as well. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot that was said, a lot that was discussed, a lot that came across. And also, last, I want to congratulate Hercules. He is back in the house of Blahnik. He is now new Atlanta father. That's all the info I have right now, Kelly. Go ahead.
Well, baby, honey, it's a lot, honey. It's a lot. Honey,
I got a lot.
On the phone lines from London, you were saying something?
I said I got a lot of tea that Mama D cannot control her ball. Selvin was actually controlling everything like it was her ball. It should have been Spitter presents the war in Atlanta. It was just a war between Chanel's and Mr. Voorhees and I forgot what other house was there. It was just a lot going on, but I just want all the girls to now just go to balls and spectate. I want all the girls to just spectate. If you call in, don't say just listening. I'm just spectating, okay?
Boycott the runway.
Please boycott the runway.
Bitch.
And who the fuck is Deja? Legend? Who is she? What is she legendary for? What the fuck is her name? It's her name is Deja. I just want to say.
Deja.
Yeah, what the fuck is she legend for? For being a drug?
yeah, I did get that. I'm glad you said that, Lana. It was told to us that the Asian was deemed legendary for drag face at the ball as well. So I thought that the committee was going to be deeming people, so everybody's just deeming people on their own? I don't know. They just called me and said Andre deemed her legendary at the ball. I have no questions, no comments, honey. Hold on, maybe all you girls is out there that has something to say about this ball or feel some type of way, feel free to press one. The format is open, honey. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Kelly. I don't have nothing to say about Atlanta, but I want to talk about this motherfucking ball that Aaliyah Sinclair had. That bitch should not pay out her grand prize money. She didn't have all her money. She was giving out pieces here and pieces there, pieces here and pieces there. So that shit was kind of fucked up. And second of all, I want to talk about what is the deal with motherfucking Sean Sinclair attacking the motherfucking Fem Queens of the House of Ebony, and they stood by and watched and ain't do shit about that. That's what the fuck I want to know.
Oh, I don't know. Well, Cabbage, what's going on with Sean attacking the Fem Queens?
That's why we need to just stand together. We need to all go to a ball, grab a chair, and just spectate.
I haven't heard of it. I'm gonna find out now that I just heard it. But I haven't heard that. I was in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Sean Sinclair attacked motherfucking Jackie Ebony, jumped over the motherfucking counter, attacked that lady, and them Ebony's ain't do shit about that.
Mother Cabbage will be right up on it, Carla.
Where?
At the Globe on Friday.
At the Globe on Friday. Oh, God. Okay. Thank you. Nice for me to find out.
Thank you, Private Caller.
You're welcome.
Okay, we got another caller. 516-610. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Just listening.
Okay. The next caller we have is... I think this is the governor of Chicago. I haven't heard from her in a long time. 224-766, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly, Father, and Cabbage. How are you?
Hi, this is the legendary overall Midwest mother, Tayana Anthony, is on the line. My dear, how are you doing? This is the governor of Chicago.
I'm calling to deem you.
Kelly, hold on 1 second, Tayana. Kelly, let me get you to do it right because they're going to light you up. If you're the governor, you are the governor of Illinois, not of the city. You're the governor of
Illinois. She's the governor of Illinois, honey. Sorry, go
okay.
Don't shoot me up, honey, bitch.
I get tired of people calling me and texting me talking about how the language is spoke in the broken English on the show. We need to get it together as hosts and co-hosts of the show. We should be particular and on point with our dialogue. And
I'm so sorry, girls, honey. This is the governor of Illinois. One of the only bitches that can really get me to Chicago. Honey, what's going on, sister? How you doing?
I'm all right. Hi, London. I didn't forget about you.
Okay.
brush your teeth, sis. What did you go to the free bowl in Chicago this weekend?
No.
Oh. Because I heard it was a free bowl this weekend in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, actually, it was a free bowl. It was Maria Valenciaga bar. It was really nice. It was really cute. Everyone came out. They supported it. All the cash was given away. It was a free ball. Other than that, I'm just listening.
Hey, will you stay right there with our sister? Because I know you always like to make it hot, honey. So you stay right there. We got another caller. But you stay right there with us on. Your mic is still open. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Nori Egg and Ms. Rahi. I was just calling down to congratulate my auntie, Mama D, for her ball this weekend. I want to say that the Asia was deemed legendary by Andre. Ray J. Auger, he won Twist. He did real good. He was basically the only person that kind of brought the category correct anyway.
I heard it was about six of them got chopped. Only two got through.
Yeah, you know, the Ken, he looked it really late. He didn't bring the category like the category was supposed to be anyway. He just, like, he had a tank top on and the tights, and then he put a tutu on, but it asked her to be a ballerina. So he didn't really look presentable. He should have been chopped.
Who was that you said?
What you said?
I said, who was that you said? I didn't hear the name.
Ken Allure.
Oh, Ken Allure. Okay, go ahead.
The Evisu girl, she looked really good. She won face. I don't know her name. She won face. Clint won executive realness. Fred chopped Donye, so Country can win of the year. That's the only reason why he chopped Donye, because he be cheating. You know Fred get on the panel and be cheating, so Country can win. Pretty Boy Realness or whatever. Quincy came out as Father Blahnik. He looked really good. He looked good. I don't know why he left. Camaro was, he won best dress. He looked good. And that was it. It was probably like 100 people there. It wasn't a lot of people in the building. The girls didn't come in support. You was telling the truth. Mama D did have to, you know, she broke down a little bit because nobody really was listening. This was her first ball, you know, but she did good. I think she did all right for her first ball or whatever. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you, baby. We're going to place you back on hold, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
646-468. You're live on the air. 646-468. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
843-543. You're live on the air.
I have a little tea. I have a feeling from what I have heard that Jasmine, ex-Miss Rahi, now Mother Couture, is London on The Kelly Show.
Oh, Lord.
God, that's so...
From some very important sources that I'm not going to give out. But let's just
I'm not fat.
Okay, well, upload your picture in the group. Oh, I thought so. Good night, everybody.
Do I sound fat?
And who do you think it was? Girl, the girls and their stories, honey. Girl.
Right.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
So Deja is legendary, huh? Is this like that 50 Cent rumor that 50 Cent was dead and that, yeah?
Well, listen, I don't know. I'm only going by what everybody's telling me.
That's a mess.
All the girls that's texting my red phone and that was calling me when I was in the spa about this cat, about DeAsia being legendary, y'all call up in here, bitch. Stop being punk pussy-ass bitches. You bitches say you motherfucking sight and you this and you that, Miss Thing. So call in here. Stop calling my phone and texting my motherfucking phone, okay? Because bitch is going to come at me the wrong motherfucking way, bitch, thinking that I'm the one having bitches talk about the motherfucking Mizrahi and a bitch going to get smacked in their fucking mouth. Because that's what's going to fucking happen. Because a bitch going to come out of motherfucking line.
What time she went in New York?
So everybody that's calling my phone, thought they're saying all of these messages about the Miss Wright, y'all need to call and hear y'all talk. Send these messages to London, because y'all going to have bitches thinking that it's me sending these messages and all types of shit. And bitches is going to say something, bitch, and I swear to my dead grandmother. Bitch, I'm going to go in the first motherfucking bitch mouth. Legend, icon, statement, star, no clicking, wicked, whoever the fuck feels it.
Houston Splash? Hey, bitch.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is 770-597. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is the legendary Father Camaro Blahnik. How you doing, Kelly?
What's going on, Camaro?
Hi, anybody I miss, Diana?
Hello.
Well, Camaro, since we got you on the line, honey, you know, and I'm always a bitch to start my shit. So what I hear is that, you know, that Hercules is now Father Blahnik of Atlanta. And that, three or four weekends, you're supposed to be coming out as a royal father. What's the tip?
Well, it is true that Hercules is father, Blahnik. So I definitely want to give a big shout out to him. He looked great last night, and we're expecting great things. So congratulations to him. I also want to give a shout out to all the members of Blahnik who did walk last night, like Lexi, who looked amazing for Woman's Face last night. Tuan won Sex Siren and All American. Phoenix won Runway. Leon won Between Face. Maybe skipping somebody else too. So we basically everything we walked last night we won. So I just want to give a big shout out to all of them.
Let me ask you a question, Kamara. For the other years, was the house like in tied with other people or something like that? Was it the group that won last night, where those were the wins that made them favorites for the ball, or was it just wins that made them tied, or how did that go with your house?
All of those things happen. Most of the balls that happened this year kind of were like 1-1-1-1, so that meant that they would have had to come to Mama D ball to break the tie. So last night, not only in my house, some other houses.
Chanel's and the Mizrahis. Let's get straight to the point.
No. not only the Chanel's and Mizrahis, Blahnik's also. Chanel's have done a great job this year, Mizrahis, and so Blahnik, you know.
So what I heard, because you know I'm a
gossiping
bitch, and you know T come through my door, they said no other house was in the running. The Chanel's and the Mizrahis was in the running for House of the Year, and both of their houses made it mandatory for the girls to come to this ball this weekend.
Well, I know that pretty much the ball consisted of a lot of people who came to break ties. That's pretty much what happened. And even though some houses might not have gotten House of the Year, individually they wanted some of the year. So that's why, you know, one of the reasons why they're there. Also, and of course, to support Mama D. So, but.
That's Dr. Merrill. You know, it is what it is. We're going to start some more shit. Are you ready?
Before you say that, Jatari Blahnik also won Vogue Film. That's why I failed to mention. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
She also won Vogue Film last night.
The ball, that we know that the Blahnik got awarded the ball for, you know, for MLK. Mm-hmm. And we did hear a while back that the Ebonys were doing the mini ball the next day. So now I'm hearing that, you know, yourself and another Blahnik or two have decided to do a mini ball as well, the same day as the Ebony mini ball.
I can definitely clear that up for you, Rodney.
Okay.
First, let me say the House of Blahnik ball, in conjunction with the Atlanta MLK Awards ball, is presenting Who Runs the World. And it's January 14th. It's at Club Space.
We don't do free
prefixing. Reason why I'm saying I'm prefixing that with something. So just let me get there. Now, when we presented that we were doing this ball, I knew then that we were going to do that. I was going to do a mini ball the next day, kind of similar to the way that the House of Chanel had a ball, and then Fred did a mini ball the next day. When we came to the alliance meeting about 2-3 alliance meetings ago, I was already on the agenda because I let the secretary know that I was, you know, going to be throwing a mini ball, and I was on the agenda.
right before the agenda moment came about, Naquan Ebony did raise his hand to speak, and he said he along with the executive board of House of Ebony, wanted to throw a mini ball, which 5 seconds later, like I said in my agenda of the alliance that, you know, I was doing the mini ball the next day. Because the alliance said that they did not want to have two balls on the same day, we came to the next alliance meeting to try to work it out. I offered to do it in conjunction with Naquan and Seth Ebony, and it just didn't work. It didn't work out. So the only thing about the flyer situation is the fact that I wanted to pump more, obviously, the major ball first before I start putting flyers out about the mini ball. But anybody in the alliance knows that when Naquan, not the executive without the Ebony, because it's not that. When Naquan Ebony, along with Father Seth Ebony, those two individuals wanted to throw the mini ball out, they can tell you I was already on the agenda to bring up the fact that I was also throwing the mini ball the next day. So we tried to work it out the next alliance meeting. It did not, to no avail. So we came to the last alliance meeting, which was on last Thursday. And again, both of our flyers were out as well at that last alliance meeting.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and another question that I have, Camaro. The girls are reading. The girls are also reading because they said, why would you have a ball on Saturday? Do you think the girls is going to come to the ball over tracks?
Oh, yes, I definitely think that people are definitely coming to the ball. One of the reasons, I don't know if you know, Kelly, but a lot of people in the ballroom are very productive. And a lot of people don't want us to steer away from balls being on Sunday, because when people travel in from New York, they want to go back home and make it to work on Monday a lot of times, or make it to work on the following day. People in Atlanta, a lot of ballroom people are very productive these days, and they are tired of going to balls so late on Sunday night, and then not being able to make it to work. This ball is late on Saturday night instead. This way they can stay out as long as they need to, and they can still make it to work on Monday if they want to.
And the ball is still at space?
The major ball is at space, and the mini ball is at Club 91.
Okay.
So I don't know who was reading, but there must have been somebody who don't have a job. But so many people have thanked me for having the ball on Saturday night. And the ball is going to start toward the end of club time. So people who want to go to the club are still going to be able to go to the club, which I will be too, but everything will already be in place. I'll be at the club too. We're going to leave the club, and we're going to come to the ball, and we're going to have a great time. We have so many surprises for the ball. You know, I can't wait for y'all to see who the new mother is. I can't wait to see what other positions, what other people are coming, what other surprises. The Grand March is going to be sickening. Like, the drinks are going to be over. It's going to be hot. So, and I'm sure y'all heard about the proposal that Andre had for balls being televised now and everything. So it's a lot of opportunity. 2012 is ushering in the new wave of ballroom, and this is the new progression. And I just hope everybody's, like, really ready, because it's going to be off the chain.
Okay. Kelly, I have another question, but Kelly, you have anything first? Before I go?
No, I don't have no more questions. That's all the questions that I have.
Are you ready for me, Camaro?
Well, I feel like you're trying to give me a doozy, Rodney.
This one is a little bit. This is a little bit special now. Okay.
Okay, be nice.
We're going to go back.
You know, I haven't been on the radio in a while, and I can't, you know, stay on too much longer, but.
We're going to go back. I hope this one don't run you off.
Okay.
I received her, this morning that Hercules was a father, Blahnik, from Atlanta. I also heard that he was informed on Saturday, Sunday during the day, and then y'all did it Sunday night at the ball. Now, this is allegedly. I'm just giving you all the stuff I've heard. And the reason that it was done was because Hercules left Blahnik, he was a garçon. He left garçon with the intentions
I'm only, everything is alleged, with the intention of being Father Revlon of Atlanta. Okay? The thing came across my desk again that you and Econ got word of this, got wind of this, and that's how y'all able to call him on Sunday during the day to have him to come to the bar that night to come out as father so he wouldn't go to Revlon.
Okay.
And
let
his mind was
made.
Hold on.
Let me stop you right there.
Let me get the whole scenario out so you can respond to the whole thing.
Okay.
So they also were saying that you knew that he was going to Revlon. He had already told Tony that he wasn't going back to Revlon. I mean, he didn't want to go back to Blonding because there was no signs of upward mobility or anything like that with you there and different stuff like that. So he wasn't going back to Blonding. He definitely would never go back to Blonding. He said all of this to Tony. And, you know, so then now he came out. So Tony, you know, so I called Tony and told him, I said, I didn't even know what was going on. So when I called him and said that, Hercules was Father Blonick, he kind of like gassed himself because he didn't know. But Econ had texted Tony earlier that day and asked him, was he coming to the ball and different stuff like that. And then Tony felt as if you guys were trying to set him up, per se, or be gagging or do whatever that the ballroom does.
Hold on, Camaro. Before you answer that, Camaro, we have to take a commercial break and we're going to pay some bills and we're going to be back with these words from our sponsors, okay?
All right.
So hold on. Okay.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the second annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status, Saturday, December 10th, 2011, at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles.
Cost for the function.
Free. Commentated by the icon Jay Blonick and Sierra Ebony. Beats by the legendary Vaughn Allure. Now your status. Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1,
$500.
Runway, open to all. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to all performance. Special category, the house with the most people tested.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044. Now you're
back. Okay, go ahead, Rodney. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wait, hold on. Rodney, go ahead, Rodney.
I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. So, he was also Father Mizrahi, and I know you read about that, saying he wasn't ready to be a father and all that stuff about Andre to Hercules about Andre. I do know that. And also, Hercules also contacted the Couture about trying to be father. So with you saying that he wasn't ready to be father of Mizrahi because he left Blonick, why would you make him father now? What changed your mind and what makes him be father material now?
Okay. All right, come on. That's a compound question, so let me get right to it. Number one, as far as what you said about me offering Hercules the father position to snatch him up under, offer him up under Revlon, that's total BS. I actually never knew anything about anything concerning him and Revlon, you know, them offering him a father position in Revlon or anything like that. I never knew anything about that until maybe
he called him. He called him.
Huh?
He called him.
No, let me answer.
Okay, go ahead.
I heard about this about, let me see, I could say at 11:45 tonight. This is my first time hearing about that. Number one, I love Tony Down. I don't do that type of stuff. I don't play anybody. I don't undercut anybody. Rodney, you know me. If I got something to say, I say it. I'm just like you. I'm just like Kelly. I say what I got to say, and that's it. Every ball that I'm going to be at that I think Tony's going to be at, I always call or text him and ask him if he's going to be there. So that's, you know what I'm saying, that's proper protocol. And I talk to him, you know what I'm saying, pretty much, very much on a regular as well. So whoever said that to you, that's a lie, and they can get that out of there. And when I heard that from, you know what I'm saying, Hercules saying that somebody has said that to him, he already informed them right then and there. Camaro called you because he wanted to call you about something. If he texts you, it's because he was thinking about you himself. He didn't know anything about that. I never knew anything about that, and that's, you know, and that is what it is. You know, I don't play those games. I play my own game. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as what you brought up about, like, Andre offering him to be Father Mizrahi, or Tony even for that matter offering him Father Mizrahi, or if he was offered to be a couture, or if he asked to be a couture, whatever, you know, the proof is in the pudding. He's a Blahnik because he wants to be here. And to answer what you said about being recently that he was offered to be father, it definitely was not Sunday, and it was not that was not offered a long time ago. When the conversation started about him coming back to the house, well, that's, you know, that's fine. I heard that noise, but that's, you know, that's fine. But the thing about it is, he's here because he wants to be here. I didn't offer him to be father to get him to come back. And he didn't say he had to be father so he could come back. So that was a mutual decision for both of us. It was not nothing forced on either way. He's here because he wants to be here. I want him to be here, and that's that. And I know that he's going to do great things. So I'm very proud of him. A lot of people congratulated him last night, you know what I'm saying, on a great move. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm proud of him.
Right. Oh, yeah, it wasn't me. I don't have any yay or nay towards it. I was just, you know, when people have been calling me, contacting me, you know, because now I'm a new source of information and stuff, so they wanted me to put it out there. And it was just so good that you called in so we can, you know, come go get it from the source. But I was just wondering if he was going to go to another house and be father, because you was reading saying he wasn't fit to be father, wasn't ready to be a father. What would make you change your mind?
I can't, you know, at the time when he was a Blahnik, when he was a Blahnik before, and I do say about it, he was not ready to be father, and quite frankly, he wasn't even trying to be father. So that wasn't even like on the table as far as the House of Blahnik was concerned. Just because another house offered him father then didn't mean anything, and if they did it now, it still wouldn't mean anything. I know it wasn't you saying around him, just, you know. I don't play that. I have my grandson, who is a Revlon, Tree is on the Revlon. And initially, you know what I'm saying, you know, I wanted him, you know what I'm saying, I wanted him to be a Blahnik, you know what I'm saying, and he decided to go to House of Revlon. He felt that was the best choice for him, and he got offered a father position. And, you know what I'm saying, he's, you know, been doing a great job, and he's going to continue to do a great job. I could have offered him, but don't do that. You could be Father Blahnik. I didn't do that. I don't play those type of games. I support him and told him he got my full support on anything, you know, that he wants to do. And I let Tony know, Tony, hey, he was going to be a Blahnik. He's a Revlon now, and I'm proud, you know, kind of proud of him. And me and Tony, we don't fall out about stuff like that at all. Tony did call me today.
What's going on?
Tony did call me today, and I was asleep when he called, and I called him back and left a voicemail, but I don't know if you know I called yet. But
okay, so
we
our
don't
final
call
question.
About stuff
also,
like
our
that.
Final question now, Camaro, that I have for you before we go into all of these other callers, because we got about 15 other callers waiting on the line. My final
question
is, you're
probably about to keep me on the phone because I'm sure some other people got some questions for me too. But
my final question that I have for you, Camaro. Now that you were legendary Father Blahnik of Atlanta. So now I hear that Jay is not going to no longer be the overall father. He's just going to be the founding father, and that Martin Luther King weekend, you're supposed to be coming out as the overall father.
Well, I'm gonna leave you in suspense a little bit, because Kelly, that may be true, but we may have another person that may be coming out as overall father. You have to come to the Blahnik Ball on January 14th in Atlanta to see. It's going to be amazing. You can sign up on the event page, Blinding Ball on Facebook.
Camaro, let me tell you something, Camaro. You're a legend and you as a father, you're not going to give up your position to be the overall godfather like they were saying. I think that you're going to be overall father. But I'll see you Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah. Did you like the flyer, Kelly, that I gave you at in Ohio?
I love the passport. I will definitely be there.
I like the mugshot.
Thank you very much, too. What's with that, London?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you. I'm glad I looked
thank
at the
camera. Okay. Our next caller we have is 513-410. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Rodney.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, this is
hello.
London. This is Dre Visu.
What's going on, Dre?
What's going on? I'm on my way back home from the bar in Atlanta. It was all right. There was a lot of shit going on, but it was all right. I had fun. I battled Chad Malone for Snicker versus Snicker. I won. That's all I really want to say. It was a good ball. It could have been better, but it was too much shit with the leaders. All that arguing back and forth was necessary. It needs to be one head chief and not everybody trying to run everything, because that's how it seems like. And that's it. Have a good night. I'll talk to y'all later.
And when y'all call, thank you, caller. And when y'all call in here, baby, it's me, London, and Rodney on the phone. Y'all got to address my girlfriend, Ms. London, too, okay? Hold on, we got another caller, and it's 1-2-3-2-3-4-7.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Y'all gone. Y'all by the computer. Try again. 347-985. You're live on the air. Hold on, this bitch is 347-985. You're live on the air. 347-985. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Okay, 646-340. You're live on the air.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're live
hello?
On the air.
Yes, we all know that that's Jasmine. I mean, Jorge's fat ass acting as London, trying to dish out all the Ms. Rahi business. She has no life. She's a late faggot. She's buying and taking people's boyfriends. She's starting this house on couture. She has no couture. She's late. She lives in Florida, and she's just a faggot. And she should stop trying to be a faggot in front of everybody and start trying to dish out all the Ms. Rahi business. If she wants to be a Ms. Rahi again, all she has to do is just apply, you know? I'm gagging how bitter and late you guys are to keep calling in here.
Bitter and late that they are
because they have 20 people. What's gagging? Because why don't they have 20 people in the chat room?
What happened?
Let Chen Chen talk, you know?
Baby, you know, y'all girls are just so bitter. Won't y'all do something with y'all?
Get on the line, please.
Talking? What is she talking about?
Oh, well, hold on. You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to get Jasmine on the line so you can address Jasmine yourself.
But you're on the line. Don't have to act like she's not on the line already because that's her that's on the line right now talking.
She's not on the line, but we can get Jasmine on the phone herself and she can address all of you girls herself.
She's the one who's positioned on all the information. You know?
Okay, we're going to get Jasmine on the line for y'all so she can address y'all yourself. So you stay right there and you hold on, and as soon as Jasmine comes on the line, we're going to have Jasmine and London both on the line, and she's going to address both of y'all yourself. So you stay right there on hold, okay? We're going to put them on hold. And then we're going to have Jasmine call in, and we're going to have Jasmine and London on the line, and then we're about to have y'all going to get the real side of what y'all want to motherfucking see.
But Kelly, didn't I already speak to her?
Give you exactly what y'all want to see. Honey, y'all are going to hang up. Don't hang up now. Don't hang up now, bitch. Do not hang up now, honey. Hold on, we got another caller, but we're going to stop texting my fucking phone. Whoever's texting my phone, stop texting my fucking phone. Hold on. 412-657, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. This is Overseer Star Mizrahi.
Hello.
How y'all doing? Hey, London, how are you?
I'm gonna call you.
Felicity, stop texting. Felicity, let me tell y'all motherfucking thing. It's one motherfucking thing, okay? Hold on, star. I'm gonna put you back on motherfucking hold, okay? Let me tell y'all motherfucking faggots one motherfucking thing, bitch. I'm far from motherfucking slow, and I'm far from motherfucking dumb, okay, bitch? I know everybody that calls in here. You bitches, when you think you call in here, I only read part of your fucking number, okay, Felicity? I keep telling you, Felicity, to stay the fuck out of this, because this is going to come between me and your sisterhood, Felicity. So stay the fuck out of this. Every fucking phone number that comes up on this switchboard, every number comes up, bitch. All I gotta do is type the number in my phone. That was Chi Chi's number that just came in here for listening, because I just called it, so I just tell the number in my fucking phone for listening. So stay the fuck out of this before me and you won't be sisters anymore. The bitches got so much to fucking say, and when I call in here, with your real motherfucking voice. That's what the fuck y'all do. Okay, that was Chi Chi's number for listening, Mother Mishnahi. The other child that called and read when London was a Mishnahi from Atlanta. Now, like I said, Felicity, stay out of it. That was just Chi Chi's number that I just called out. Now, Jasmine, you can go and say what you got to say, and Jasmine and London can speak at the same time. Nobody, Jasmine don't have to be nobody's motherfucking London. Anything that lady has to say, bitch, she'll say it out her motherfucking mouth. Y'all motherfucking bitches want to sit here. Y'all want to come and read a motherfucking bitch. Y'all need to be reading motherfucking Ginger and Cassidy, two motherfucking Miss Rahe overseers, reading each other on motherfucking Facebook and on motherfucking YouTube and posting it all over the place. And Ginger reading Andre about fucking Cassidy and putting Cassidy in that position with that little cheesy, uncut motherfucking dick. The message that I sent to motherfucking Susan. Bitch, that's what the fuck y'all need to be doing. Now, Jasmine.
Girl.
The floor is yours. Now, bitch, talk about reading shit. That's what y'all need to be reading. I'm meaning that.
Of course, London, either, because I don't feel like I need to prove anything. But how are you, London? I told you last time we went through this that I'm sorry you're getting all the backlash. How are you?
Okay, how are you? Can I be a couture?
We didn't get the question the first time.
London, you already couture. You're Jasmine Couture.
Oh, yeah, you're Jasmine. Or are you Marcus or Laomi this
you.
Week?
I would love to be you.
Hey, Jasmine, how are you?
Hi, Rodney. How are you?
I'm good.
Listen,
I'm fine.
I'm not going to go back and forth with this. For all the little nasty, and I just got the phone calls, Jasmine, don't get on the radio. Jasmine, don't say nothing. I'm just going to exhale. And I'm just going to say it calmly. Control your members. Control your house.
No, it's not about control. It's not about control no members. Control no house. Bitches better stay the fucking motherfucking line. Bitches better call in here and say, Mother, you whore. Bitches don't know Mother, you whore, bitch. Mother, you whore will run the fuck up in your motherfucking mouth. Bitches need to control their motherfucking animals. That's what the fuck they need to do. Because I'll punch a bitch in their motherfucking mouth and get a motherfucking bitch to say any motherfucking thing or do anything. And yes, bitches know where the fuck I live. Y'all can send the motherfucking cops to motherfucking here. Because I don't have a problem with running up in their mouth. Yeehaw style. Now let's get motherfucking buck with it. And that's all that needs to be said on the motherfucking topic, because Jasmine, I got her phone call from the icons and stuff, so she's not going to read, she's not going to kill your queen, bitch. So, bitch, you want to keep calling in here? Bitch, keep calling, and I'll keep motherfucking coming. Play with me if you want to, Miss Thang, and we can play this motherfucking game. Y'all remember, I was there for 15 years. Remember my motherfucking loyalty that I had to my house. So remember what my loyalty is going to be to my house that I motherfucking have now. So now play with it if you want to. And a damn motherfucking bitch going to say anything to me or do anything. So now y'all need to ask motherfucking Jack. Bitch, play with me. And I swear to Barbara Doronis Hunter, I will fuck y'all the fuck up. Now ask Jack about that one.
Why, Rodney, you're a mute. You don't even play a part in any of this. What do you think about all this drama and how it's been like this for the past month and a half?
I don't know. I was like, wow. I got like a little bit from, you know, different people saying it's mess, it's this and this. But when you have separations of impactful people in houses, I ain't gonna say people are bitter. I'm not gonna say I'll put people upset or angry, and so they just have a different way, especially the younger generation, have a different way of their outlet. Is a little different.
Well, when
than,
you just left Milan, you left Balenciaga and went to Milan. You didn't get all that. You left Milan and went to Prodigy. You didn't get all that. So all
I'm not getting this forcefully or verbally like that, but it is a couple of people that are being disrespectful respectfully. I'll say it like that.
Well, I would rather them be disrespectful respectfully than all the rest of this drama. Half of y'all queens don't even know me because I don't even let y'all into this circle. You guys are all sitting there listening and going based on what you hear and get high circles. What you hear when bitches are wasting their money on drugs. You don't know me. You have never been to me, my circle. You have never come down. You only know what you hear, which makes you stupid. What makes you a follower. You don't know nothing. For all you girls that have so much to say, do something with yourself for real. I personally don't care about it. I really don't care. I care about making money. I care about paying bills. I care about having money. I don't care about living with other people. I don't care about worrying about if my rent is paid and my lights getting cut off and turning my cable on with Kraft and making it last another 30 days. I don't worry about that shit. I worry about bills and making money. For those of you who know me, bitch, you know I don't play no games when it comes to that. You guys can sit here and say whatever the fuck you want to say. It doesn't make no difference to me. But when it comes to Kelly, that don't make no damn sense.
Okay.
Kelly can sit here and keep going on and reading, attacking, and all the rest of that stuff. But it just really does no sense. And it shows that you guys have no respect for femme queens, period, at all. And I got another icon calling me right now, so I'm going to leave it alone. Hello?
Who's that, father?
Bitches wanna play with me, baby. I know how to play with y'all girls and have y'all girls touched. I can reach out and touch you without me touching. That's what we're gonna start playing. We're gonna start playing reach out and touch a motherfucking bitch without a bitch even knowing. You just come in and a bitch is just knocking you. That's what we're going to play, Miss Thing. We're going to get ghetto with it. We're going to get real freaky with it, Miss Thing. That's what I'm going to do, Miss Thing. Because I ain't got time for bitches to want to sit here and do subliminal. Don't be subliminal if you're a bad motherfucking bitch.
White man.
If you're a bad motherfucking bitch.
And you know what? We don't
fighter.
Have to read. You're sitting there in London. I'm not trying to read you or anything like that, but I'm going to say it like this. You don't know personally if it was Chi-Chi. So if for us to even go back and forth and read them or whatever, we don't even have to fall into that trap. We don't know if it was Chi-Chi. So don't...
It was somebody calling from Chi-Chi number from 233. It's 1:30. It's 1:31 in the morning. Chi-Chi has to get up and go to work tomorrow at Faces. So it can only be a Mizrahi. Jack don't let anybody in his house. It has to be a Mizrahi or one of Jack's other children. It was Chi-Chi number because I typed the number in my phone. Every time a bitch start reading, I type the number in my phone and it comes up in my phone. Whether their phone number is in my phone or not, their name come up in my phone because they're a friend with me on Facebook. That's how good my motherfucking iPhone is. where it came from. But we got a whole bunch of other callers. Hold on.
Listen, I'm just going to say one thing, really. Girl, you made me forget what I was going to say. Girl, I don't know. I just wish that, you know what, and I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say it just like this. I have spoken to Susan numerous times, and me and Susan have talked about trying to mend this, and everyone go their separate ways, but go separate ways in peace. I'm just going to say it right here, right now. Jack, I wish that you and Kelly can sit down and mend whatever's broken and control the kids and control the attacks. Andre, as much love as I have for you, and we're not speaking, but I still love and care about you, I would want you to do the same thing and just end this, because it doesn't need to continue like this, because somebody's going to get hurt, somebody's going to get attacked, and it's just completely, utterly disrespectful. So I'm trying to say it the nice way. I'm trying to keep it nice and clean because that's what people want me to do. So just please try to end this. And for all the other girls that call them sisters and mothers and friends and all that stuff, you really need to sit down and mind your business, because it makes you look bad. This is between Jack, Andre, Kelly, and myself, and no one else. Control the kids, or grab the kids as you can and control them, because no, it's just going to continue to get out of hand. And I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going back to work.
910-818,
you're live on the air. Hey, Kelly, Rodney, Jasmine, and London. This is Econ Blonick. How are y'all?
Hey, Econ.
Hey,
Bob. Hey. Hey, I just want to call in real quick. I was listening. Well, first, let me just say that I heard Rodney mention something about the Hercules being a Revlon. I just want to be clear. I, as far as I'm concerned, I never knew anything about that. So I never knew anything about him going to be a Revlon. The first I heard of that was tonight on the call. So just to be clear, and I haven't spoken with anyone referencing that. But having, you know, in spite of that, I definitely want to echo Camaro and say congratulations to him on being Father Blonick of Atlanta, and also congratulate everyone at the ball this past weekend in Atlanta. I was there at Mama D's ball, and congratulations to the winners and everything. So that's pretty much it. We had a good time.
Thank you, Econ.
Thank you.
757-707-701. You're live on the air. 757-701, you're live on the air. Okay. 347-582, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I'm just gonna make a comment getting back to the whole Chi Chi thing. Cheap Mache, Chi Chi looks sick. And Jack, and the shade is Jack messaged AJ's ex-boyfriend Donald, and that's why they broke up, and Jack got Donald Beyonce concert tickets. And the shade is Jack has four girls living in one bedroom apartment, and his rent is overdue, and his lights and his cable gets cut off all the time. And the real tea is Jack jerks off to the Sex Simon slideshow videos on his laptop.
Thank you, Paula. Honey, the next caller is 313-575. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Monty TJ?
What's going on?
Hey, Rodney. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jazzy.
What's going on?
Not much down here in Atlanta.
You went to the ball, TJ?
Yes. I was calling to get my recap on it. First off, I want to piggyback off something. The caller who just called in, Jack, does not live in a one-bedroom house. I just left New York. He lives in a two-bedroom apartment. So while you're trying to read, make sure you have your facts right. Second of all, I'm not trying to read Mama Dear anything. I did go to the ball. There was about 75 people there. She had no control over that ball. Like, literally, Selvin, the commentators that was there, Clint, all of them was up there rushing the panel, telling her what to do. And this goes to anybody. If you have an event, make sure you're able to handle your own event and run it. No one else should be able to tell you
you can't open this category up. You can't do this with your category. You can do this. You can do that. It's your bar, your money. And if you're paying a commentator to do something, they need to do what you tell them, not what everybody else is saying. As far as the categories go, Twist. They did stop everybody trying to be technical with everything. Oh, this wasn't a ballerina boot. This wasn't a tutu. This wasn't a leotard. This wasn't that. At the end of the day, it all came down to everybody was trying to chop somebody just so they house member could win of the year. I mean, shit, it wasn't too many people in there to compete against anyway. And honestly, the last battle for two people that battled, that was a fool to me if you asked me about that whole realness with a Twist. I just laughed at it and I was ready to go.
Is that all you have to say, teacher?
Yeah. I'm just listening.
Thank you. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Never mind, never mind.
347-582, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 678-993, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, this is Ginger Mizrahi. I heard that my name was brought up on the radio show, so I got a phone call. I want to know what was said. I'm going to clarify it.
Ginger, there's nothing to clarify.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, it's something to clarify because y'all brought my name up and said that y'all need to worry about Ginger and Cassidy on YouTube. What does it matter?
First of all, you know what doesn't matter? It matters because y'all both overseers of the House of Ms. Riley, and y'all sitting on Facebook and YouTube letting girls record y'all, making a spectacle of yourself, and then you comment underneath the video, whoever picked Ginger or whoever picked Cassidy in that position, fuck off with that cheesy uncut dick about Andre, because Andre put her in that position.
What's the difference from y'all, and you're supposed to be a mother and a leader too, Kelly, and you're on Blog Talk Radio reading people. You go on Facebook and you read girls. You're on YouTube and you read people. And all y'all do the same thing at Balls on Panel. So what is the difference for me and Cassidy reading on and got
what is the difference between you and Cassidy reading each other for what I do? So why did you read Andre, Ginger? Why?
Well, I never read Andre. I never once said Andre's name. And you guys said Andre's name. And you can go on the post. Y'all wanted me to say Andre's name. And I said, I'm not getting into none of that because Andre has nothing to do with that.
Ginger, Andre's the one that picked Cassidy in that position. So who Cassidy fucked for her position with that uncut, cheesy dick? Well, Andre was the one that put her in there. And that's what you said underneath your post, isn't it, Ginger?
What did he say?
Didn't you say underneath your post she got fucked for that position to be put in that position by that uncut cheesy dick?
Isn't that
what you said, Ginger?
Yes,
Ginger, don't
put
people
on. London. Ginger, isn't that what you said?
Situations at the end of the day, it's not a motherfucking house issue.
Ginger, isn't that what you said, Ginger?
I don't know why the fuck y'all bring this on motherfucking line. I'm not scared of no motherfucking body, first of all. So like, it's irrelevant. Like you
what you said, Ginger.
Kelly,
isn't that what you said, Ginger? Ginger, you're not answering my question.
What you say? And hold on, another thing. You were
isn't that what you said, Ginger?
You were a miss of last year at the time when this was going on, so you had something to do.
No, Ginger, you're not answering my question. Ginger, you're not answering my question, Ginger. Isn't that what you said underneath that post, Ginger?
I didn't answer your question. I told you, yes, Kelly, that was...
Okay, and you said it. Well, you heard it here live. Ginger said, yes, Andre picked that child in that position, so you was talking about Andre with that uncheesy cut dick. Ginger, like I said, there's no reason. Y'all heard it here. Ginger said, she said it. Andre picked that child in that position, so who else was she talking about but Andre? Bitch, please, with y'all bullshit. That's what y'all need to be worried about instead of worrying about me. Yeah. Oh, you're live on the air. Private caller. Oh, yeah, y'all gagged that y'all voice got spooked, so y'all couldn't make up y'all face voice that y'all was going with. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Rodney. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
You know, it's really not about the separation with the members and the ex-leaders in the House. It was really about, you know, they were really just upset and bitter, you know, even when they were supposedly a part of it, you know, and it's just so first of all, you're that probably going, who are we that talking the heads to? That has separated, that all these things would just come out like this, and it's just, I don't even know, I'm just... Hello, who are we talking to? I'm just a little surprised, and...
Say.
We're not. Private corner, you're live on the air.
Hello?
You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Rodney.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly, Rodney in London. This is Tony Revlon.
Hey, welcome to the radio station. Icon, far above all fathers, Tony Revlon, 150%.
I just, what's up, 149? I just want to clear up something. I heard what Kamau said, and I heard what Econ said. What I'm only going to clear up something. Don't keep saying that we asked Hercules to be the father of anything. I don't go around asking the only person I ever asked to ever be the father this time was years ago. Now, I did not ask Hercules to be the father. Hercules called one of my members and said that he want to be a part of the changes that the House of Revlon is doing. Okay, so don't keep saying that we asked him anything. We didn't ask him anything. He asked us.
Hey.
So
y'all heard about the Icon himself.
Father, is he on the phone or younger?
He's
no,
still
no,
here.
So what is your take on when I ask him out the question, do you actually believe him or are you torn between your decision or what is your thoughts on that?
One thing I would say
when he brought up tree name, when he brought tree name to me, I didn't even know anything about tree was going to supposed to have been a blonic. Plus it came out as a blonic and I think it was supposed to be next week. But when I found out, the relationship that me and Kamau got is a very close relationship. Now, I will say this, that he said he got the tea about the Revlon at 11:45. He got on the show at 1 something. So, therefore, if he got it at 11:45, he should have called my phone at 11:45. When I did, when he told me about Tree, when I got to my phone, I called Tree. And got in Tree ass and said he should have told me that. That's the only problem I have. If he got it at 11:45 and he's saying he got it from Hercules, he should have caught my phone and see how I felt about that whole little situation there. Right. Like I said, we did not ask Hercules to come to this house. Now, if everybody want to know, it was in process of Hercules and another garçon to come to this house. As the mother and father, that was supposed to be happening. But so it happened, the woman figure was kind of scared. The only way that she would have left was because the only way she would have left was if Father Tony would have called the garçons for her to leave that house. And that was that. But like I said before, Kelly, London, and whoever listened, we didn't ask him anything. Okay, he called Santonio. And Santonio called me, and then I called him. The whole thing here is this. Where there's no shade with the Camaro and Econ, but I will say that the icons of this house feels disrespect by Hercules because he was communicating with them, not me. I only spoke to Hercules one time. And he was speaking to the Icon Terry and the Icon Letitia, so they feel very disrespectful, and I feel that he should have called them and let them know what was going on. You know, but, and then I also would say this because I know Kamau was still listening. When that came to me, I called two people. I called one of my brothers, and I asked them concerning Hercules, do I supposed to tell Kamau that Hercules wants to be the father of my house?
And my brother said, you know, because Hercules is a garçon. And the reason I'm saying that, just to let Kamara know that no matter what house Hercules was in, Kamara was still in my mind. So therefore, if you got that call and Hercules talked to you at 11:45, you should have picked up that phone at 11:47 and called me.
Okay.
Now
I know
that, Rodney.
And you know, and I want to just let you girls know, okay, that I did something tonight that I should not have done, but bitch, I want to get to the motherfucking bottom of it because only 58 people can see, bitch. So what Ginger said and what her and Cassidy did on Facebook is on my timeline right now, so you girls can go read the whole motherfucking thing for your fucking self. Okay, it's on my fucking timeline right now. So everybody that's on my friend at Mother Kelly Couture, all 4,969 of y'all can go and read it for Ginger saying it herself. Because the only person she could have been talking about that picked that child in that position was Andre. So now Ginger, you deal with Andre and his uncut, cheesy dick.
149, I want to comment on something. Let me say this to everybody. Everyone know my reputation. Everybody know what I'm capable of doing. Everybody know, and everybody heard what I have done for years. Let me say this to everybody. Why, when friends that have been friends for so many years, when something happened, all the T's come out? This is to everybody. If we are friends, we are friends to the end. And like I was telling Rodney and James earlier, that I'm a friend. And we have to realize that we could be people's friends, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are our friend. Okay? And friends does not do that, because at the end of the day, y'all going to become friends again. And all of this disrespect y'all giving each other, and I'm going to use me as a prior example. When I went to jail concerning that fire, everybody hated Tony. Everybody hated Tony, my so-called friends, reading, and all of that. This is a learning experience. I mean, I guess we have to pick friends right, because friends are not supposed to go through this. Okay, and this is no shade. If me and Jack could remain talking and all of that, everybody else could too. This is only a ball. People leave houses every day, and it should not last, go this far here.
Well, you know what it's not the leaders, these motherfucking kids that sit
Kelly. No, you can't say it's not the leaders.
It's these kids that sit around and hear half-ass motherfucking stories, Miss Thing, and stories that children that was not out back in the 90s, Tony, should know nothing about and want to address adults and people that's not even in their motherfucking league about. Think that happened back when these kids was in elementary school and in motherfucking diapers, that they have no fucking business knowing, and the only reason they know it is because an old bitter-ass bitch told them.
And that's wrong, too. That's 100% wrong. And honestly, Kelly, and this is too, Kelly, Rodney, London don't have her own house. Jasmine and me also, that we have control of our house. If I say Revlon don't get on this motherfucking show, the Revlon's not going to get on this show. If Fred say that, if James Collins say that, they're not going to get on this show. So the leaders, and this is to every leader, to every mother, father, overseer, over godmother, over godfather, all these other shit that came out in 2000, there was no such thing in the 1986. Mothers, it was only mothers and fathers, where all this other gay uncle shit come. Y'all, we have to control our house. Because me hearing another child get on here and go off on another leader is also a disrespect. Now, if they disrespecting your parent, that's something different. But to get on here and disrespect another legend or icon, that's kind of fucked up. You know, so mothers and fathers, y'all need to control your house. And that's to everyone. And can no one say, I don't have control
over my house. Because if I say don't do, they don't do. If I say do, they do. And that's just real talk, you know. And y'all, I mean, Jasmine, Kelly, Jack, and Andre, y'all four was, I mean, y'all three plus one. I gotta put it like that because Jack and Jasmine wasn't really like never like that. Y'all was real good friends, you know, and y'all knew each other for a very long time. You know, y'all did a lot together, you know, and bad on the floor, but threatened. I mean, all those other children getting involved, and then the mother letting the child, telling them to get on here and call somebody U-Haul. Y'all wasn't even there. So, therefore, that's opening up doors right there, because if y'all wasn't there, that means that it's a higher power that's telling y'all these things.
Yeah, and then they want to sit here, and then they want to sit here, and then when their name gets blasted out because I type their number in my phone because I know the numbers, and it's a Mizrahi, everybody, oh, that wasn't a Mizrahi, somebody's using their phone. Well, bitch, whoever's using your phone is going to be the one to get that person's ass motherfucking whooped.
And then I'm going to also say this. Yo, are the members in the house, y'all getting involved in something, just like Jasmine say, stay out of it. Let them go through it. I just had a problem like that within my house. And I told my children, if two other people getting involved in it, let it be them too. Once other people get involved, they're doing nothing but making it worse. And then, like someone said earlier, somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. And this is to everybody. Learn from me. Okay, learn from me, because honestly, to really keep it real, God gave me another chance. He might don't do that to you. You know, it's just like in Philly, somebody getting stabbed in Philly and all that, you know. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And everyone know I do have a temper, so therefore, but I do practice what I preach, but I have a temper. Everyone knows that. But at the same time, I don't want y'all to end up like how Tony Revlon is concerning his temper, because it's not cute. No, I didn't mean to say cute, because gorgeous is better than cute.
Baby, when I tell you, baby, the only thing I'm gonna say, bitch, is this, and I swear, and I promise y'all, bitch, girl, this is going to get ugly. Really, really ugly, and I swear to my grandmother, and that's all I have to say.
And Kelly, I have to believe that, because I'm hearing, like everyone said, I'm emotional. You get emotional. Jasmine getting emotional. You know, and let me say this. Andre left my house. We all, and that was it. James Icon left my house. Look, they are still, people have to, you know, if you're friends, you're friends. You know, and another thing people have to also remember, it's not like Kelly left to go to be a member somewhere. She got a better position to me, because I don't believe in that over East shit. She's an overall mother. You know what I mean? She's still a part of y'all. Just like Andre, James, man, all of y'all are part of me. That's the same thing. Because honestly, and I'm not going to lie, I was sitting right next to Kelly Friday, and I was kind of gagging at every Mizrahi that walked. She gave her 10. She did the same thing in Ohio. So, therefore, it's not being shady on her part there. I looked at, and believe me, I observed everything. And I really thought that she wasn't going to give it to her, every Mizrahi that walked. But every Mizrahi that walked, she gave it to him. Every one of them. And then me being me, I was like, okay, is they just one house now? Because I hear the show, they're going off on the show, but Kelly picks Mizrahis.
Because I'm not being shady or being vindictive, but if the girl's gonna make me come out of character, and trust me, somebody's going to say the wrong fucking thing, and I promise them on my motherfucking grandmother's grave and on my motherfucking nephew and my newborn motherfucking niece, bitch, I'm going to rock the shit out of somebody, and I'm gonna make it motherfucking miserable for the motherfucking girl, bitch. I made it easy for the motherfucking girls, and the girls know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. I made a motherfucking easy mistake. I went through many things for years in motherfucking Harlem with the motherfucking for the girls mistake. I made it easy for the girls to be faggots
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. This is Monet from Michigan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
The first time I'm listening to the talk show, it's a lot going on. I feel where you're coming from with the whole disrespect. I feel like, you know, you and your name and how much you've overcome and done for so much for the ball community, and they just, you know, have no respect for the people who have paved the way for them to actually give them a chance to do what they're allowed to do today. I just don't understand what you said. It's so horrible. This is why I don't come out, and this is why I just live my life as current, because it's just too much to deal with. You understand? I was in New York not too long ago at Vogue Nights, and I saw you, and it was just like a whole argument over Leomi and this and the third. It was just a lot going on. I just don't understand it. I think, you know, trannies and homosexuals and everybody like that are all we have, and we can't even depend on each other. It's just so reckless and so horrible. I just don't understand it. I think it's just so bogart of all these faggots acting the way they act, that, you know, as much as anybody beats them down, as much as everybody say what they're going to say, they're still going to do what they want to do, because that's just who faggots are. They just don't care. They just have no moral value. So, you know, I just wanted to comment on that and comment on Tony Revlon and, you know, keeping it truth with himself, actually saying, you know, when he burned that down, and I like what he said, you know, even through all the pain and all the stuff him and Jack went through, they still talking. So I think at the end of the day, if he can do it, anybody else can do it. An icon himself, he's setting as a role model. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in, darling. That's your final caller.
You don't
want to
do
it. I kind of
overheard things.
Susan, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, Rodney.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I just want to discuss
briefly. When you start out the show, there's always some Mizza breaking news, some Mizza this, Mizza that, and then when, unfortunately, we respond, then there's a problem. If you start out right, you're going to end out right. And I don't condone anybody calling, because I don't want another Mizrahi to ever call this show unless they're given a general ballroom report or whatever. But responding to...
This started before the show even started with the girls, with their comments that they was making on Facebook.
Okay, just like, okay, Kelly, you sent me that message that you put on your page today. I didn't forward it anywhere, because for me, the House Mizrahi means a lot to me. And for me to call Andre and say, Andre, this and that is being said about you, is only creating more drama. And as much as I love Mizrahi, if I don't push it forward, then it shouldn't be pushed forward. Other people want to start shit. They want to call you and get you riled up. And like Father Tony said, take you out of your character. Because you made a promise to yourself, to your grandmother, and to a lot of other people that you were going to change. And you have changed. I have to give you credit. But now you want to take it back. Like Jasmine said, we all just need to chill the fuck out. I'm asking all members of the House, Mizrahi, stop texting Kelly bullshit. Stop calling this fucking radio show with fake voices or whatever.
Because they
want
to sit here and they want to read. London is not Jasmine, so they want to come here and they want to read Jasmine.
That. I know that, because I was on the phone talking to Jasmine one night when London was going on the show. So I know for a fact it's not Jasmine.
And they want to sit here and they want to read me and they want to read Jasmine and all types of motherfucking shit. And then they want to call in. And then when they get blasted out about who they are, bitch, oh, that's not me calling. I'm using that person's phone. Well, whatever Mizra is letting that person use.
They wouldn't call Kelly. I really wish they. I'm not the overall mother. Well, we don't have an overall mother, but I'm not Jack and I'm not Andre. But I wish they wouldn't call. Just because it makes us sound like we're really thirsty. I spoke to Cam about calling in here. I don't like any icons being disrespected. You know how I feel about that, Kelly. I just don't like it. And to Cabbage, you have my apologies for that. That was very out of line. If we have something to say to an icon, we have Jack to speak on our behalf. And he's a very well-versed person, has experience. Anybody that says anything, Jack is willing and able to respond with the facts and historical facts and present day facts, whatever. We don't need, you know, people just pulling shit out their ass and they don't have the same history that we have. I know a lot of history, and I don't call in here with a whole bunch of bullshit. I hear a lot of lies. I see a lot of lies in the chat room, but I don't respond to most of them. I kiki with the girls because for the most part, it is a kiki until it starts getting personal. And unfortunately, tonight it got real personal. But tonight, you and your imaginary friend started some shit tonight by bringing up, well, you didn't bring it up, but you allowed it to bring up. Because don't be mistaken, Kelly, when you allow things to happen, we see it as you, because you were a part of us for so long.
Maybe, I don't know why it was. If that's how the girls want to take it, and that's how the girls want to perceive it, then that's how the girls can take it. But before London got on this radio show and said what she said, it was already daggers, already thrown, already Susan.
Well, you have to let me know when the daggers are being thrown, because you know me, I don't participate in the daggers. I don't throw no daggers. If I have a problem with it.
All you got to go do is look on Jack's page or look in the Mizrahi chat when he posted what he posted about Entendre. It was already thrown then.
I didn't see that. Me, like,
Everybody seen it, Susan, you commented on it, Susan,
on
when they was talking about who was going to cook for the Christmas party, you commented on it when he threw the dagger about Entendre hanging out with her girlfriend that left the house or whatever to become Couture's. I've seen it all. I got the whole statement sitting right in front of me, Susan.
I don't call him by that name, so I didn't know who you were talking about. I call him by his name.
He's talking about Entendre, the one he put out the house on Facebook in the middle of the life room and didn't call Entendre Velez and let her know that he put her out the house, and everybody's with a smart comment and everything, and the Couture's and everything. If he put Couture's out the house, you didn't have to pick anything about Couture in the middle of the chat. That's when the daggers was thrown already.
Okay.
I keep telling y'all, I see everything that y'all motherfucking do. Y'all can make a motherfucking new room, bitch, and it's still not going to get fucking past me. All those the daggers that I'm talking about.
On that, and I thought Jasmine and I had already talked about you peeking.
Jasmine is my sister, and Jasmine can do say a lot of things to me, and I respect my sister, but when the girls keep throwing daggers, I'm gonna keep coming. He could have said he put a charge out the house. He didn't have to say nothing about Couture and all that other stuff.
But we're in our room and we can say what we want to say, Kelly.
Yeah, but when the girls want to sit and throw daggers, then I'm gonna throw wrenches back.
But we're not saying it on a radio show. Well, I'm not saying on, and neither is Jack.
The girls is making their motherfucking comments that they making on their page subliminal reading. Okay, Susan, go and read the page. Read the pages and the subliminal comments. To go, I don't do subliminal. Whenever I got something to say, I'm gonna say it. I never been a bitch to do subliminal or hide behind any motherfucking words or anything. Anything I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say it to your motherfucking face. Or when I write it, I'm gonna at you at it. So girls don't throw daggers. So I'm gonna motherfucking throw motherfucking bricks.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you, Kelly, is that tonight on this radio show, you and your imaginary friend started the Mizrahi.
Tonight on Jack's page and on the Mizrahi Room, y'all threw daggers, so London's doing bad.
But we allowed to say what we want to say. It's just that it's a Mizrahi Room. It's a Mizrahi Room.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say, but I don't throw daggers at nobody over there. I don't shave the girls in the stain. Bitch, I pick the Mizrahi every time I'm sitting on a genital. I don't throw daggers. I don't throw shade. I don't toot my motherfucking nose to them in the motherfucking ear when they walk in on anything like the Mizrahis do to me.
Kelly.
I don't even want to talk no more. The girls want to keep, listen, I don't, bitches want to, they want to play.
I'll work on my end, Kelly, and you can work on your end. And we'll meet somewhere in the middle. But your CEO promised me that you would stop coming in our room.
Okay, well, and tell y'all CEO to stop throwing her insubliminal shade daggers that we had. Okay, Susan?
Okay.
And remember our conversation, Susan?
I love you, and I'm going to.
No, Susan, before you go, Susan, remember our conversation we had, Susan, when I lost my apartment that day, when you called me a three-way, Susan, remember that conversation we had, Susan?
Uh-huh.
Remember that conversation? Now, Susan, now go check the girls' work.
that the girls, the comments that the girls are making. And then you call me back on my phone.
Susan.
Yes, Miss Jasmine.
Hey, Susan. It's Kelly, are you by your computer?
Yes, I am.
Are you alone? Can you see what I send to you alone? Or is there other people right there?
I didn't
send it yet. I don't want to send it. Other people can see it.
Honey.
Is anybody right there that can see it, or is it just you?
It's just me.
Okay, Susan, listen. I just got a phone call from a private caller that said something so horrible. Let me clarify one thing. Again, I don't care about phone calls. And I don't care about Facebook messages, and I don't care about none of that stuff. And
honey,
I wish Kelly wouldn't either. But it's just horrible how bad this shit has gotten into. Let me clarify something about London. I know how you personally feel about it, but what London does is only read the messages that come through the pages that she has. And those are part of those groups. So all those hidden groups that these people have, that they spill tea and all the rest of that stuff, that is just London's character. So it's not necessarily Kelly attacking. That is just where this all comes from. So I even though it may look like it, and, you know, Kelly's being held responsible for London's actions, but it really shouldn't be that way because, again, you know, you can't control what is being told. That is just how it is. That's just like Rhonda was. That's just like, you know, how anybody was. So I can understand where you're coming from with that. But, you know, then it turns into, okay, well, don't spill one house of tea. Don't do this, even
but
though it looks
do,
like
you do sometimes pick and choose, and you'll say, well, you're not going to read my sister. You're not going to read this. Or, you all pick and choose, but Ms. Rahi's are always on the table, and we're always up for grabs. And
I can understand that. But you know where I think that comes from? I think in London, maybe you need to sit down and watch what you're doing as well. But I think that people do the outlet of Kelly and what's going on with Ms. Rahi's to send tea over personally attacking Ms. Rahi's because they know that Kelly is not in the hands right now.
Right. It's a hot button.
And that's what they're doing exactly with London as well. So to take it personally all out on London and Kelly, I don't think it should be done that way. But the message that I got, I mean, now we're talking about people wishing people dead and things of that sort. This is completely ridiculous.
Well,
ridiculous.
I mean, someone in the chat room just told us, said that Chi-Chi won't live through 2012, and that's when it really got serious for me because we're talking about people dying, and I mean, because he's not dying of anything else but violence, according to
what you know
saying.
What? I don't even want to have this conversation. I don't have this conversation on here no more. I thank everybody for calling in. Susan, I'll call you. I thank everybody for listening to the show. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you in, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own.
Well,
so
I don't have
I'm going to call you from my house phone right now.
All right. I got to get my phone for my daughter. All right.